8 days. You can cut the energy in the air.
From enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Watching America 6, standing up against enemies, foreign and domestic. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. A very special guest host in the fourth hour. And then, Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others with the War Room. David Knight just concluded the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays, right here at the InfoWars Radio, TV, Internet Network. That is the most hated, the most demonized, the most lied about broadcast in the world, because we know what we're talking about and we support sovereign, successful, Western capitalist ideas. Trump has come out, look at drudgereport.com, Trump blasts media for blood, stoking great anger, true enemy of the people. I love the doubling down, because it's the corporate media that is everywhere saying, attack Trump supporters, kill Trump, Trump's a Nazi, everyone's a Nazi, stirring all this crap up, and then when Trump talks back to them and says they're liars, they go, oh, you're going to cause violence to us, and then right on time it appears. In the last 2 weeks before the election, it's very transparent. There's some serious chicanery, skullduggery going on here. Meanwhile, the big news all over the world, every election goes for nationalist. And you didn't just have the tropical Trump who was just elected, who wants a constitution like ours. He says we'll follow the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. So the Trump of the tropics, Bolsonaro, after being stabbed just a few months ago and almost dying, stabbed in public, he was in the lead then, and obviously he won. And they are very, very happy, and he wants to bring in the U.S. Constitution tailored for Brazil. He wants a Second Amendment. He said the Constitution, the Bible, will guide us, and he wants Brazil first. And he says no more big cartels controlling all the resources and not letting the people have resources through privatization. We're doing it, and we're doing it now, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, something else happened, too, that I forgot about. They have a parliamentary system in Germany, in Deutschland, so it's very hard to ever get the socialist out, the globalist out, because they always stay in government power because they can buy off another party even if their party loses seats. Well, finally, Merkel has lost all the state elections, all the federal elections for 6 years. The globalists tried to prop her up as the god of the planet. And now she's out. She's still in office as the chancellor, but her party is out of power. And she stepped down as the head of the CDU. So for all intents and purposes, she is out of power because her party is out of power, but she's still serving out her term. A lot of times people are asked to step down and hold early elections. She should do that. But see, how's that for your globalism? From Italy to Brazil to the UK to the United States to Germany, people are voting out globalist candidates. Japan, you name it. Just like Michael Caine said a few weeks ago, he said he's for Brexit. And they said, why? And he said, this is an unelected bureaucracy of people that I don't even know, that don't even speak English, that are over us. That's just fundamentally not right. So let them engage in economic terrorism. That makes me want to pull out more, that they're threatening us. We didn't ever vote to be under this. And then the leftist media attacks him as a rich guy. They use class warfare, but it's the real rich, the globalist billionaires that engineered the whole EU. So we're on the march. The empire is on the run. And globalism, the unelected evil corporate tyranny that works with communist China, is on the run and in massive collapse worldwide. But hark, my friends, the warning. The globalists are now beavering away to start a war between the U.S. and Russia. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos at InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWars4.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The United States is under globalist siege, but we're fighting back. Bolsonaro, the Trump of South America, who says his Bible is the Bible and the U.S. Constitution, is now been triumphantly elected by a landslide in Brazil, 1776, worldwide, continues with the fall of Merkel and her party now out of power in Deutschland. Another striking blow. And all of this, the Brexit, the elections in Italy and other places around the world, everywhere, in every election, the globalists are out, populists are in, all is a portent, a symbol, a sign, a bellwether, that there will be a crushing red wave in T-minus 8 days and counting down. Now, can their blue wave of fraud and people voting in the names of dead people or illegal aliens voting in many areas legally now, can that be stopped? That's the big question, ladies and gentlemen, because the globalists are making their final stand. Their final stand here in the United States to set up a culturally, racially, religiously divided nation as a model for the rest of the planet, where even the family isn't tolerated. No Christianity is tolerated. And radical Islam is the prevailing, overriding system of control. Ahead of this election, though, we've seen Gab.com, the only independent social media system in the world, not basically based in San Francisco, and not vehemently anti-free speech. And they have had their servers taken, their domain register taken, their payment systems taken, and they are shut down. Let's go to Gab.com. On screen for TV viewers. And there is a message there. We have Andrew Torba, who joined me yesterday exclusively, joining us in the third hour today. Now, the monster that reportedly shot up the Jewish center, who's still alive and killed 11, including four police, he wounded, two others, six wounded total, he said, 4 minutes before he went in there, "I'm going in. Screw your optics, I'm going in." That would probably get the police called normally to come check it out. But 4 minutes before, you don't know what somebody's saying on a message board on a system like that. So the idea that you've got to have prior constraint and can't let people who are extreme right wing or racist have a place anywhere is only going to cause a larger pressure cooker and an explosion. And then you add to that that Facebook and Twitter allow the most vicious leftist groups to organize millions of followers on Twitter, especially run by an NYC professor and others that say, kill Trump, kill his family, kill Mike Pence, kill him at restaurants, kill cops, just randomly kill cops. What I want for Christmas is dead cops. I mean, there's hundreds of these professors. They lead it. And they're led by the Weather Underground former heads and others. And they're out there calling for violence everywhere and having op-ed pieces about how Trump needs to be killed, the New York Times and the Washington Post, and everywhere else till my head spins. If you even try to categorize all the death threatening and murder threatening and violence and shootings and stabbings and being hit in the head with bike locks and firebombings and vandalization and ribs being broken of Senator Paul and coffee, hot coffee dumped on my head and Fox News host chased to the streets of New York. And then the corporate media has the nerve, the guts to come out and say President Trump wants violence? To come out and say that President Trump is the one pushing all this? Instead of Trump apologizing and groveling and rolling over on his back like a dog, what's he say? Trump blames media for blood, stoking great anger, true enemy of the people. And he's talking about corporate lying media when they say he's a Nazi. Now, he was having kids over for a Halloween, you know, trick-or-treat type party, and one of them had a Moses stick, you know, the stick that turns into the serpent that he waves in front of Pharaoh, and Trump got it and waved it in front of the media. We're going to play that in a moment, but they really are engaged in psychological warfare. They really are trying to divide us. I mean, look at this article out of Italy, from Paul Joseph Watson at NewsWars.com. Italy, feminists protest all men, that's a quote, after 16-year-old girl raped and murdered by migrants. They called racist for making the issue about immigration. That's the president. It's a nationalist. Feminists responded, you mean anti-family, anti-woman folks, responded to the sickening gang rape and murder of a 16-year-old Italian girl by three illegal African migrants by protesting against all men. And they say the president's bad because he's pro-family. Yes, having men around to protect their wives and daughters, that's bad. And you get a bunch of airhead liberal women out there protesting the president that's trying to stop the totally open borders and protect them. They're saying, there's a video, it's in Italian, they're saying that that's what's bad. That's how whacked out these people are, and they're all on the Soros payroll. Speaking of that, Lou Dobbs had a segment Thursday, didn't get any attention. It re-aired, I guess, on regular Fox on Saturday, and Soros had Twitter go out and do a harassment campaign against Lou Dobbs. They're talking about firing Lou Dobbs, and they permanently banned the guest who's the head of Judicial Watch on, who got the documents months ago that we've been showing you and covering on air, where specifically three of the four groups are funded by Soros. The Vatican? USAID? Yeah, money we give to the UN gets given to Soros and to the Vatican to build these refugee camps and stage the people. That's a fact. And because Judicial Watch said they're having criminal investigations in Honduras and in other areas of Central America like Guatemala, that the Justice Department needs to criminally investigate it because there's child trafficking going on, which is confirmed, and they're organizing crime and smuggling children, and many children have gone into sex slavery. Even Washington Post admits it's totally true. But we can't have that, ladies and gentlemen. Why, any criticism of Soros, he's a Holocaust survivor, even though he helped run the Holocaust. Admitted on 60 Minutes, and so you can't criticize him, and so Lou Dobbs is in trouble. Because, see, everyone must just shut up and let that war criminal George Soros that's overthrown all these countries and tried to kill the dollar and kill the pound and all the bad things he's done. We're supposed to bow down to him. We're supposed to grovel to this. And notice they put all their pressure. First it's me, and then it's, I told you, they're going for Lou Dobbs and Matt Drudge and Tucker Carlson next, and Sean Hannity, and they are. And they're harassing their sponsors. And instead of conservatives sticking together, we all just kind of let each other get picked off one after the other until they get us all. But I don't do that. I stood up for Limbaugh and tried to get him off air for no reason. I stand up for Drudge Report. I stand up for Tucker Carlson. I stand up for Lou Dobbs because they're good people, and they're telling the truth, and that's why they're being lied about. That's why they're being misrepresented. You notice all the headlines are, Lou Dobbs in trouble, show removed from the air, the episode, he said horrible lies about George Soros. But they never tell you what it is that he said. We're going to play the segment. I don't normally air something twice in a row. I played it last night on the Sunday show. We're going to play it when we come back and show the judicial watch documents that they got from the federal government that show George Soros is funding it. Of course he funds it. He's the biggest political donor in the world. His whole program is get rid of borders. That's what he wants. But here's the sick part. A, he uses our taxpayer money through USAID and through the UN that we give the UN. Cut it off. That's number one. Number two, it's illegal to organize people and say they can come across transnational borders with a bunch of little children and no identification and a bunch of known criminals in there committing crimes and attacking police. So, yes, it's organized racketeering crime. Just like when they try to shut down independent media, just like when they try to bully people. These are mafia criminal modern brown shirts that must be met with strength, not bowing down to these sickening, evil, anti-American cancers. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, now you're about to see the censored Lou Dobbs segment that has mainstream corporate media from CNN to MSNBC saying take Lou Dobbs off the air. They say they've banned off Fox News the head of Judicial Watch, totally respected law firm, public interest that sues and gets documents, because they went on and said there's criminal investigations in Honduras and Guatemala. They say criminal activities are being carried out by these NGO foundations that get U.S. taxpayer money and U.N. money, which is also taxpayer money, given to them. And then Soros and others hand it out. And I'm going to go over the very names here in a moment, but this is a invasion. Our military is waiting for you. Trump warns migrant caravan. Vice President Pence has come out and said leftist groups are funding this. Of course they are. The most important article to read about this is from WorldNet Daily. It has direct links to Judicial Watch. We've written about it as well. The headline is Border Caravan, Call It the George Soros Express. And then they go through all the groups. Three of the four mainly funded by George Soros, but that's a lie because he gets the money from the UN that gets it from you and I. The MacArthur Foundation, the Carnegie Corporation, CARE, the Open Society Foundation, that's Soros. And he funds all of them. Okay? So, notice everywhere it's Lou Dobbs did something horrible. Lou Dobbs did something hateful. Lou Dobbs, he talked about George Soros, and George Soros got a fake pipe bomb in the mail. He's a public figure, a war criminal, hated all over the world, said he was a Nazi collaborator on 60 Minutes and NPR. But they don't say any of that. They just say, Lou Dobbs did mean things to George Soros. He said some terrible lies. And Twitter, the leftist brigades bullied News Corp. And bullied Fox News, and so they said, we're so sorry, we may fire Lou Dobbs. Fox Business pulls Lou Dobbs episode after guest Soros remarks. Oh my goodness, and what were those remarks? Well, you go read the articles, they don't tell you. So, here's what I need everybody to do. This is not a spectator broadcast, I know you know that. That's why they hate InfoWars. NewsWars.com is our newer, cleaner site. We're redesigning InfoWars as well. We have PrisonPlanet.com. But now that's censored off all the other systems because we're so effective telling the truth and relaunching 1776 worldwide, as you see, that operation that we first introduced to the world 12 years ago is now winning in Germany and everywhere else and in Brazil. Just today in Brazil and Germany. Just two giant victories today. So they admit in the globalist councils, and it's even come out, that they have breakaway groups in the CIA that Obama put in, mainly trying to target me because I've got their number. And I believe Americana is sexier than tyranny. And I believe everybody wants it. And we don't even need a military to enforce it. But you got to have it. And the globalists can't compete with the American system. They've been saying that for 200 years. The British Empire couldn't compete with it. So, here is the censored report. And again, Soros is openly involved in all this trafficking. They're openly involved in children being smuggled across. They're openly, that's in the news today that that's happening, and people are being found dead, and it's horribly dangerous, and it's illegal. And these NGOs are taking money to traffic people illegally, something Hillary's top people have been caught and gone to prison for doing, smuggling kids out of Haiti. And so he says, this is criminal. Trump should criminally investigate it. No, you don't investigate Soros and his open, naked criminal activity. No, 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 no. So go to NewsWars.com. It doesn't get as censored as much as InfoWars on Twitter and Facebook and other places. It's got the full article, must watch, censored Lou Dobbs Judicial Watch report on migrant caravan funding and other banned videos like Andrew Torba yesterday. This is powerful. I'm going to send it out to the InfoWars newsletter, the article. Send it forward. This is the opposite of spam. This is totally critical. So let's go to the banned report that they don't want you to see, that they don't want you to share. Here is Lou Dobbs in trouble for telling the truth.
Van just north of the Honduran border. Joining us tonight, Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations for Judicial Watch. Chris, good to have you with us. I know that this caravan was a subject of considerable interest for you, for Judicial Watch, and certainly for the American people. Give us your first, and I'm going to, because we have limited time, ask you to be as succinct as possible, your thoughts on what you witnessed and what you saw and heard.
It's an overwhelmingly male caravan of mid-teens to mid-40s. I'd say the women and children are a super minority. There are certainly criminal elements rolled into the caravan. There were children that were recovered from a human smuggling operation today. The Guatemalans are trying to hold them back and turn them back, but it's a very grave situation.
Leftist groups reported to be the organizers, playing instrumental roles and financial roles. Tell us what you can.
Sure. Look, this is a criminal involvement on the part of these leftist groups. It's highly organized, very elaborate, sophisticated operation. I have that from the highest levels of the Guatemalan government. They're investigating those groups criminally, and I strongly urge President Trump and Attorney General Sessions to do the same here. A lot of these folks also have affiliates who are getting money from the Soros-occupied State Department, and that is a very great concern. When you start cutting money, start cutting money there.
Do you know anything about what we're seeing, and that's reports and pictures of USAID packages, bags containing what we know not, but obviously distributed by USAID? What is behind that?
I don't have a clear answer off the top of my head. I can just tell you that there's all sorts of programs that these groups are affiliated with that we spend taxpayer money on. It needs to be cut off now.
And where are we headed? We have another caravan of 1,000 or more people.
Right, let's stop right there. More coming up. But here's the key to everything. I'll play more of it coming up. But here's the key to everything. You have to share the article at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. You have to share it. And the key to this is, what did I say the last 2 weeks about the caravan? Cut the funding. And they had the trolls going, what? It's because the left poses as anti-Semites all over InfoWars was, oh, you're covering up for the Jews. The UN's not involved. And then we could go look at the IP addresses and things. It was 100% leftist. See, so they changed the subject over to that because we can just go in and cut the funding to the UN, and then that's the funding to Soros. And you heard what the head of Judicial Watch said, that Soros has people filled at the State Department, and we've exposed who they are, and Trump needs to remove them now. Remove the Soros operatives out of the government who are still operating under an emergency that Obama signed into law 3 weeks before he left office. The civil emergency is still there. Remove them, cut the funding. And that caravan and all the rest of the open borders crap will disappear. It'll blow away like a sandcastle in a hurricane. Period. If this whole Soros operation is the Death Star, cutting the funding off is firing torpedoes down the exhaust port. And that's an allegory. I'm not calling for firing torpedoes into the Death Star occupied by Darth Dumbass Soros over here, this evil Nazi collaborator that we're so close to getting rid of. But it's his people in the government that have got to be purged. They want to purge free speech and purge the Second Amendment and everything else. No, we will purge you.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly, this is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about Infowars, if you don't spread the word about newswars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average fan. So, I'm going to be very, very clear about this. The UN has a public strategy working with multinational corporations to use giant third world, Middle Eastern, North African, and Latin American populations who are picked and culled because they're unskilled, because they're socialist and communist. They specifically, in those countries, get the criminals, get the mentally ill, get the people who are deadbeats. They brainwash them at these UN centers, and then they start leapfrogging them up into the West. Once they get here, they're picked up by the Soros charities, the UN charities, the leftist Catholic charities, not all Catholics, the leftist ones, and but notice the Pope being the leader of the leftist group, and they do this, and that's a fact. And Trump has said, this is an invasion. Our military is waiting for you. So Soros is openly quarterbacking with the stay-behind networks at the CIA and the State Department, with these groups that Obama put into law before he left. And now that you've got Judicial Watch's director, super respected on Fox, saying there's illegal networks in the State Department. They're run by Soros. We must cut the funding out of the State Department that goes to the UN. It goes directly to him. The former heads of his foundations are the top people at the State Department. When you go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 deep, They're the ones sabotaging. You must remove them. You must cut the funding. Because Soros is purging, and the globalists are purging our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, our right to communicate, our banking. We're being put in a digital ghetto. And the next phase is the digital gulag. And they're saying they want to arrest prominent conservatives and libertarians and Christians. They're going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to stop. We're in the middle of a corporately funded leftist revolution with Hollywood and all the dying corporate media and the Chi-Coms and the EU, unelected, literal Nazi heir to the entire Nazi fortune. The Junkers ran Nazi Germany. An unelected grandson whose dad was in the SS, his dad, the richest royalty in Germany, his grandfather, literally best friends with George Soros, who just so happens to be a Nazi collaborator, too. We have real video of these two together. Juncker said he'd stop Trump. Juncker said he'd stop America's recovery. He said that a year and a half ago at Davos. He said, we will crush America. Well, guess what? Merkel and her coalition government just got voted out. Oh, guess what? The Donald Trump of Brazil just got elected despite them trying to murder him, being stabbed in public in the stomach, in the liver, and in the kidneys. Barely survived. Tough as nails. Bolsonaro. It's on, folks. But we're in a thick fight here. And it's heavy. And it's serious. And so when I say they want to purge us, we're going to purge them. They want to take our banking away. They want to take our guns away. They want to control our children. They want to control our borders. They want everything. So that's a physical criminal authoritarian purge. I just want them out of our government when our elected president has the power to do it in the executive branch. I want Trump's people in. Legal, lawful. That's my idea of a purge. I want to see them indicted for the crimes they've committed and for the subterfuge and the racketeering to work to infiltrate independent media and try to shut it down. I want them investigated for money laundering. And I'm putting my life and my name and everything on the line because I know it's the only way out of this, folks. We're not going to bow down to these people and have them leave us alone. So there's a lot of people want to cower to Soros and want to cower to Hillary and Obama and their stay-behind networks, and they're so arrogant. Chopping the government full, just chocked full of their operatives at State Department and CIA. And they are just preying on the American people. And they are just doing horrible, horrible things. And they're doing the same program in Europe and the same thing in Africa and the same thing in Latin America and people everywhere. Every time they can vote, they're voting it out. Two big victories just today. Merkel out of power. Her party voted out in parliament. Took years to dig them out because they were gerrymandering it into parliamentary manipulation. Using the Muslim vote as the tiebreaker, always to put them over the top. Victory in Brazil, it all signifies victory in 8 days. But they are going to pull big stuff, and you've been seeing it. You don't think there's not string pulling and manipulation going on with the last two terror events we just saw last week, do you? You just think that just magically happened on its own? Look at the timing, look at the history, look at the globalist, and then pull back and ask yourself, what are the globalists going to pull? What are they going to activate? What sleeper cells do they have ready right now with those truck bombs loaded and those machine guns ready? You can bet your bottom dollar they're coming. So everybody better have their security up. And you better have your battle rifle by your bed to protect yourself. Lord knows I do. So there's so much going on here, and now is the most critical time ever. They're trying to literally purge us out of culture in an authoritarian move. All we're saying is recognize them as the enemy, recognize they're committing these crimes, recognize that they're going for broke because they're being dislodged worldwide right when the globalists thought they were going to make their move and totally take over. And I'm just glad at this historical point in history that a spirit, that a force, that a character, that a man like Donald Trump was there so that in America we could do it bigger and better and help lead this thing. And just as our 1776 came out of England's own 1776 activity, and then we became the 1776 model for the world, we're doing it again. And I told you we were launching 1776 worldwide 12 years ago. I told you this was all going to happen if you made the decision to take action and to politically and economically and culturally engage. And if you prayed to God and repented, that we would be given this chance at least an alternate path for our children. And now we stand at that crossroads. And the enemy, like a demon-possessed body, is fighting to stay in there as much as they can. Now, this is 1776 worldwide, and the enemy doesn't like it because they've got 1984 Brave New World worldwide. Now, David Knight's joining us at the next hour with the most chilling information ever. And I'm really glad that I was back in the coffee room getting some coffee during the break. And he reminded me, he said, why aren't you covering the defense meeting in Germany they had with NATO and the UN, where they openly admit that international intelligence agencies have censored 800 pro-America, pro-Europe sites, and that they are planning to shut everyone down and have a total takeover plan for it, to even block us at the IP address level, and that this is all beta test on InfoWars and Gab.com. And I said, you're absolutely right. We have video of it. So this is a direct NATO, UN, EU, deep state, State Department, George Soros group that has engaged in a coup d'etat in our government and has done this. So whatever you do, folks, understand we're the Americans. We're the patriots. We're trying to get the country back. There are a bunch of followers and people that go, oh, you're getting demonized. You must be bad. Oh, you know, people tell my kids in school. A lot of folks love me, but you know, my daughter goes to a party because she's older now, 14, and liberal mothers come over and say, your father's such a bad person. And she goes, no, my dad cares about this country. He's a leader, and I'm proud of him. But you understand, you don't think we fight these wars without having some problems. This is an information war. And they bring our children into it. They bring it all in, folks, because they're authoritarian, and they can smell their defeat. So I expect to be attacked. I expect to be demonized. But you should expect that, too, and not care, because we're fighting for the very life of this country and freedom worldwide. And if the globalists have their way, they're going to kick off a huge war with Russia. That's all over the news. If you like your life and your liberty, folks, you better get steely-eyed and get that jaw set and get ready, because this is it.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're just 8 days out, and I'm going to say this one more time, because if people don't understand this, the enemy's going to win. There are corporate institutions that used American power to parlay that into a global corporate government where they're above the law, where they're tax exempt, where they have diplomatic immunity. And then they use giant third world populations as battering rams to drive down wages outside and inside the country, but to also come in and then be weaponized politically and controlled by the EU, the IMF, the World Bank, the UN. And that's all coordinated by the NGOs that are financed and funded by the very nation states themselves that are paying to be destroyed. And this is the stated plan. The globalists write books on it. They have magazine articles. They write Foreign Affairs at the CFR. Every 2 months it comes out. It's like a book, but it's a magazine. And it's all there. That's how I know their plan. That's how I always know what they're going to pull next, because they act like we're idiots. And their plan is to make you poor. And to make you pay to be enslaved. And so Lou Dobbs and Judicial Watch come on and say, the UN gets U.S. money from the State Department and then gives it to these foundations. We have the documents. It's a 13-minute report. It's on NewsWars.com. We just played part of it. And it must be stopped. It's illegal, and it's under criminal investigation in Guatemala and Honduras, and it needs to be under it here. And then you have a firestorm of all the other corporate media. Oh, they were anti-Semitic. They talk bad about poor Soros that got sent a fake pipe bomb. Because, you know, he's a Holocaust survivor. Yeah, like Hitler is. He helped the Nazis. And yet everything's a lie. Everything's a fraud with these people. Because, of course, Trump should be cutting the funding off from the State Department that goes to Soros. You know, you heard that Soros spent $2 billion in Ukraine. Yeah, he got it from the State Department. And then he went on CNN on Fareed Zakaria and bragged about it. They funded people burning down government buildings and shooting police. Yeah, George Soros should be in prison. And now he's leading the coalition to end our free speech here in America. And he's got the neocons and the leftists and the deep state all on board. And next hour, David Knight joins us. Huge articles on Infowars.com and Newswars.com from the amazing folks at ZeroHedge.com. In fact, this is up yesterday. I want to repost this. There's also another article. Facebook censorship of alternative media, just the beginning, warns neocon top insider. He says it's great. And they're having meetings at the UN and NATO, funded by the U.S. government, NATO, on how to shut down Trump. That's right. And Trump has to declare an emergency. That doesn't mean tanks driving up and down the streets. It means, under the law, declare an emergency to end Obama's emergencies. That's why the bureaucrats brag, we cannot be fired under our hiring, because you were hired under the War Powers Act. And the president has lawyers that aren't advising him correctly. He must declare his own civil emergency and then reverse it and fire every damn last one of them, like Ronald Reagan did when he declared an emergency over the air traffic controllers. That wasn't tanks. They had all the fake libertarians, which I've learned libertarians have always been there just to make sure Republicans don't get elected. Just to steal vote away. I mean, that's what it is. The ideology is great, but not what they actually do. They're globalist controlled 100% at the top. And you sit back and you look at it. It's incredible. See, a civil emergency is the powers a president has from 1 to 100. 100 is lining people up and shooting them in tanks and burning cities. We didn't say that. The headlines, Jones calls for martial law, firing squads and tanks. No, I didn't. I said, just like Reagan declared an emergency and fired the air traffic controllers, Trump needs to undeclare the emergency by declaring an emergency and remove their butts now. We provided the president a list of top Soros operatives in the White House and the State Department. 8 or 9 were removed earlier this year. Why do you think they're on such a warpath? Because we're getting their butts fired. And we're getting the information to the president. And then he looks it up, and then he orders it done, and his own staff try to sneak around and double deal and cover their butts. CYA is going to destroy this country and the world. The way you cover your booty is not being cowards and doing the right thing. And then you have incredible prosperity. Instead, most men I know don't want any confrontation with corruption, don't want to stand up for their family. They just want to play golf and act tough all day. And then they're so unhappy, though, because they're not men. They're miserable little boys. I relish going up against evil like Soros. I relish the risk, because the risk of them winning completely is so much more dangerous. I'm not a risk seeker. I'm doing this because the risk of them winning is too incredibly dangerous. And so my every cell and my spirit says, I love this. Do more, Jones. Fight harder. No. My cells tell me you're worthless. Get up off your ass and fight. These people are coming to conquer your children and your country and everything. And they're evil. And I will not have Alexander Soros conquer me. In the name of Jesus Christ. I hope that he's sent back to the nether regions. And I hope you all pray against these evil people in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what they fear. Brian Stelter and all these people. Oh, I can't even look at him. Get him off screen. These are monsters. Authoritarians that support wars and death and lies in the Arab Spring. And they look at us and say, we're violent or we're calling for violence. I don't want any violence against any of these people offensively. They attack, defend yourself. We're going to beat them in the information war, the gift given to them by this very suspicious individual. And the gift given by that idiot, perfect cutout mental patient mailing the fake pipe bombs and all of that, it's synthetic. Real people are getting killed. The bombs are fake. But the whole atmosphere and the hype and the corporate media and all of it has been done to bring in this age of tyranny. And across the world, people are standing against being conquered by evil. We're going to get into all of it next hour. David Knight's coming on about this giant assault on free speech and how we're going to fight back against it and so much more. Please remember that they're financially trying to shut us down, just like Gab.com had its banking taken away, its web services, its hosting. It's down. He'll be on with us in the third hour, popping in. He's very busy. Got his big exclusive interview yesterday. Notice he talked about how law enforcement thanked him, praised him, said that you didn't do anything wrong. Absolutely. Under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, third party, all that. None of that's in the news. His statements on the dead and on this monster. You think you'd hear from him, but no. The media just publishes articles and says he didn't immediately respond. You'd think you'd want to hear from the guy being blamed for these murders. But no, you have to come here. That's where you find it. And that's also in the banned video section of NewsWars.com under the Lou Dobbs article that we need to get out to everybody. Now, that said, this Lou Dobbs interview that's on InfoWars.com, must-watch censored Lou Dobbs Judicial Watch report on migrant caravan funding and other banned videos, and what I'm saying now, you've gotten to the president, you've gotten to Congress, they already know this. It's over. Cut their funding, remove them. Cut their funding, remove them. Cut their funding, remove them. The State Department with taxpayer money is funding Catholic charities, George Soros charities, the MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation. That's who needs to have their funding cut. These bloated, blood-sucking foundations that are actively trying to overturn the First Amendment. They are Robert Barron creations. So we need your financial support now more than ever. And the mega sale, because I've been so busy, I've extended it a few days. I told you it was going to end this weekend. It's going until Wednesday. We have new specials then, but they aren't as big, but they are. They're not as wide, but there's some good specials coming up. But this is the biggest ever. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off all the supplements, 35% off storable food. 2 days left, 50% off, mega sale. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, free shipping store-wide, free shipping. And just, man, all of them have five-star reviews except two new products because they haven't had time to be reviewed yet. Whether it's Brain Force Plus or whether it's Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies or whether it's Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, they're all stronger, better, higher quality, and lower cost than other top competitors. All I did was go out and say, what's the top best-selling, healthiest, best stuff out there that everybody loves and has the best reviews? Okay, let's go either the same factory or a competitor, and let's say we want even stronger and better and then cut the price. That's our philosophy. The best, the strongest, the lowest price for the best. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsite. And I want to thank you all for your support. You're getting great products at the same time. A win-win. But tell your friends, your family about the products and InfoWarsStore.com. Get a t-shirt. So many great designer t-shirts to help spread the word. We got stuff that, you know, just help you meet other patriots, or we got stuff like Trump Pence 2020 that'll get leftists trying to kill you. Choose your own adventure. InfoWarsStore.com at 1776 worldwide. They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality store foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I am sweating. And I am talking fast, and I wasn't doing that before I got on air. It's cold in here. When I, as a man, as a father, as a human, think about all the knowledge I have just from researching that I want everybody else to have, and how real it is, it makes me basically have a controlled panic attack on air. That's what this is. I'm not like this in person. You know, I'm just hanging around with folks, sitting around a pool. I'm pretty low-key. I might not talk for an hour. But I get on air, man, and I know how the whole thing works. I know who runs it. I know their programs. And then I just see them coming out in the open with a world government Marshall Plan. And I said, when they overthrow Ukraine, they're going to call for a Marshall Plan. And then Soros called for a Marshall Plan a month after. And people are like, whoa, are you psychic? How did you just, no, I'm not. I mean, everybody's got a little bit of a touch, but you know what I mean. On this, it's hiding in plain view. And they have set up a breakaway government under the Marshall Plan that took over Europe and reorganized it. And then they used that bureaucracy to start colonizing politically other countries and build a world government and build enclaves that ended up setting up the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, then the TPP that Trump's pulling out of, that ends your sovereignty. And then they have people that run the Marshall Plan to this day out of the State Department and CIA running public CIA networks and Justice Department networks to overthrow the president and block our recovery. It's insane. And that's coming up next segment. And I already know all this, but then when I read more of it, it's crazy. They had NATO forums. And we've got C-SPAN video of this with Americans and foreigners talking about how they shut down InfoWars and how they're going to shut down everybody and how the 800 sites they've shut down in one day a few weeks ago was just the beginning and how they're going to have IP control and they're going to basically kill the internet and how this is so wonderful. And then he is, of course, part of the German Marshall Fund. Jamie Fly. And it's the XM Bank. And it's all, and then it's Juncker. He owns Luxembourg because his grandfather sent in SS to kill people and had a coup. These people own countries. And they're just slapping us upside the head. They got their little errand boy, Nazi collaborator running around. And everyone just grovels in fear and they shut down the free press and they piss all over our borders and just everything. And then they brag on C-SPAN. We're going to take all the speech to protect democracy. It's like saying, we're going to gut your children and hang them up by their feet to make sure they go to sleep tonight and sleep good. We're going to butcher all the free speech and shut down everybody's banking and put them in digital gulags and totally control everybody because we're protecting America from the, wait for it, the Russians. Now, up until lately, they would never say China, because under pressure, though, he goes, oh, and China. They're allied with Juncker and the unelected EU and the China at Davos bragging, and China has been praising these very groups for censoring us. You work with the foreign enemies. You work with Juncker. You work with the Chinese dictator. You fly. You are the enemy. And you're damn right you're the enemy. You're the enemy of our birthright. You're the enemy of our speech. You're the enemy of everything. And you will pay politically for what you've done. So you guys can false flag till the cows come home. The transmission has been sent. The world is awake. Globalism is falling anywhere people can vote and anywhere they have speech. And that's why you're trying to take both away. But you belong on the ash heap of history. And this fumes of Nazism that set up the EU and globalism, the fumes of empire are running low. And the new, true global American century is about to dawn. Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly. This is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about Infowars, if you don't spread the word about Newswars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting. So I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products. Products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
8 days, ladies and gentlemen. And we just saw Bolsonaro, the Trump of Brazil, the largest country in South America, the richest country resource-wise, amazing people. Greatest resources of the country's women, beautiful women as well. But he says his two guiding pole stars are the Bible and the United States Constitution. And they're bringing in they're going to try to kill him. They already stabbed him, as you all know. And, after years of playing parliamentary games, even though she was only like 30% in polls the last 6 years, Merkel has now been stepped down as the head of her party after they've lost all the elections, and she's still hanging on for another year and a half as chancellor, but she's probably going to resign the next 6 months. Because she's hurting her party, just like Hillary's hurting her party, but they don't know when to give up. So that's so exciting. And Trump has come out and doubled down and knocked back down and said, no, it's the corporate media lying and stirring up hate and stirring up all this violence. Remember that photo of Trump over there at Davos this year? And they're all around, all the socialist globalist leaders are all around staring at him. And he's sitting at the table and they're all standing because there's an actual real president. There's someone that isn't a puppet of people like the Chinese dictator, Xi, or the EU dictator, Juncker, who pledged that he'll smash America and he'll defeat Trump. Look that up from when Trump first got elected. He said, we'll crush America in a trade war. Because he's got all the State Department people that went over there and took over the German Empire, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, at the end of World War II. That was the Marshall Plan, was the merger of those two empires. And now you've got the German Marshall Fund Foundation. That's bigger than the Carnegie Endowment. But you never hear about it. But that's who set up the IMF, the World Bank. The Ex-Im Bank, all that at the end of World War II, the UN, all a big corporate global empire that's tax exempt. And now these jerks, Dr. McCamp, shot, please. Now these jerks will roll some YouTube video of the very players that are doing this. Now, I'm going to settle down and bring David Knight in for this segment, the next. And I'm going to try to have him wait to my questions till the start of the fourth segment. But this is so critical to understand that they're publicly bragging that they've started censorship here. They've already completed it, integration in Europe. And they're going to censor everybody down to even the domain name and beyond. And we'll talk about how to get around this tyranny as well with David Knight and new systems to block it. But yeah, in the future, we'll have to give you the ones and zero code to go to Infowars.com. You'll have to hand put it in and save it. They're trying to set up systems that even suppress that. And they're bragging that to protect America from the Russians and the Chinese, that the globalists are totally in bed with in the case of the Chinese, that they have to shut down all the Patriot pro-Trump media. Yeah, right. No, they're the outside enemy. They're the threat. They're the robber barons that parlayed America winning World War II into taking over Europe. The Russians got Eastern Europe. We got Western Europe. But instead of America getting Europe and rebuilding it and just leaving, the bureaucracy stayed and then set up the EU, which it's using to absorb America. That's how this corporate program works. It uses the third world. It uses the EU. It uses all these international bodies to transfer our power into it. And now they've got a worldwide program. Remember what came out about a year and a half ago? That Obama was going to hand full control of the internet over to the UN. He only handed part of it over because the Pentagon got so upset. DARPA. At least there's still, I guess, a few patriots left in there. And Soros was in the news saying, and it was in the WikiLeaks, that he wanted control down to the domain name and said, quote, we'll block all the nationalist news and we'll push ours, which he now has with Snopes running Facebook and Twitter and deciding what's real. Total liars, total frauds, total BS. So this is it. This is who rules you, and this is who wants to get Trump out, who's trying to at least have our country be run by we the people. This is outrageous. This is 21st century warfare. So, David, let's get into this, gentleman. We've got the video linked on Infowars.com. It's a 30-minute interview. Jamie Fly of the Marshall Plan, which, again, is an emergency martial law reorganization system. And what's the left want? A permanent emergency. They control the markets plunging so they can buy everything up and dictate our surrender. These people are maneuvering us towards total cultural and economic collapse. And they're stealing our First Amendment and our infrastructure in front of us and coming after our guns. And now Google and Facebook are banning people discussing firearms or how they like them or even police training with guns. It's here. You see, oh, first it's Alex Jones, then it's everybody. So David Knight's with us for the next three segments. David, momentous, what's happening? So just boil down how insane this is. Just the beginning, top neocon insider claims responsibility for Facebook purge. Says yeah, there's more yeah, to come.
Absolutely.
So tell us about
this
it.
These are the never Trumpers, and that's why this is not just a Democrat attack on President Trump. This is the deep state, the never Trumpers, the NATO people, the people at the Project for a New American Century, because that's where Jamie Fly got prominence in 2009. He was director of foreign policy initiative there at the Project for a New American Century. And, of course, in 2011, he was calling for military strikes on Iran. He's been at the forefront as a neocon and pushing for regime change in Syria and elsewhere. But, Alex, it was just 3 weeks after Hillary Clinton lost that we had a hit list, a blacklist that was published by the Washington Post. It was provided to them by some shadowy group of foreign policy experts, they said, at a organization called Prop or Not. In other words, Propaganda or Not. And they sent a list to Washington Post 3 weeks after the election where Hillary Clinton lost. And they were widely criticized for putting out a kind of McCarthyistic blacklist. It turns out that everybody that was on that list has now been deplatformed off of social media. And that came 3 weeks after the election. Now, if we go to about a year ago, it was November 2017, we had congressional hearings as people were pushing this Russian propaganda narrative. That's where they've all put this. In 2017, we had congressional testimony. And then after the people from the social media companies left, there was a former military officer, former police officer, that came on and talked about how they were losing the information war, how they had to silence the cannons in social media. That was a key thing for them to do. They were talking about that in 2017.
And these are quotes. And I should just add, right. Obama and the Defense Authorization Act then set up stay-behind networks to carry this out. Then they began having congressional hearings saying who needed to be banned. So this is a criminal, coordinated, corporate, governmental, international intelligence trifecta against America, our president, all of it. It is outrageously criminal.
And these are the same people. We need to understand. These are the same people that have been pushing this Russiagate stuff, this nonsense. It's all the same people, the never-Trumpers, the Republicans, and the Democrats, and people inside the military establishment, the military-industrial complex. In March of this year, there was a conference that was run by U.S. Special Forces, and this was reported by the Atlantic Council. Again, this organization that had close ties to people like Henry Kissinger and so forth. The Atlantic Council, by the way, gave a lot of money to Facebook as they were starting up, and now Facebook is returning the favor, giving a lot of money back to the Atlantic Council. But they had this conference in March of this year. They had, it was called Sovereignty in the Information Age. And they had special forces, they had domestic police forces here in the United States, and they had companies like Microsoft. And if you remember, Microsoft was the very first company that got into the PRISM program for the NSA when we saw those files that were leaked by Ed Snowden. They were one of the first snitch corporations. The very last one to join.
And so what they're
Apple.
Doing is they're organizing the entire infrastructure to go after American patriots, literally at the behest of multinationals backed up by the communist Chinese and Juncker.
That's right. And so at this conference, Alex, the title again is Sovereignty in the Information Age. One of the themes that they talked about was the fact that when the printing press came along, it overthrew the feudal system, and they saw that as a bad thing. And they saw the internet and internet freedom and social media as something that could overthrow their feudal
system. That's right. And the key when we come back, though, you laid it out beautifully today, is they're announcing they're going to ban everybody. And this is people in our own government working against America, and they don't have the legal authority to do this. This is all illegal.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hogg, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hogg, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I get pretty emotional about this because people are in a coma. You have multinational, international corporations, large banks, working with corporate media to not just dominate America, but to dominate the world, and they're very authoritarian. They're absolutely out of control. And they're nakedly so, and they're warmongers. And they fund the most radical forms of Islam and then use it to invade Europe and brag they're doing it. And then they come out, the full video is 30 minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com. We've got all the quotes. It's one of the top stories. Just the beginning, top neocon insider claims responsibility for Facebook purge. Well, I know who the groups are. No, they're involved. They made up the list for Obama. When he left office, they put the people in. The neocons command the left at the intellectual level. When it comes to actual dirty tricks. And they're in there at the State Department, at the Justice Department, and the CIA, not the whole CIA, but this group, with taxpayer money funding them. Then they have congressional hearings, put out the talking points about Alex Jones, how he's bad, and now they're moving on to Lou Dobbs, and Matt Drudge, and Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity, and Tucker Carlson. And now they want everybody completely off the air. And it's incredible they've gone this far. And so now Lou Dobbs talks about it and talks about how the UN needs its funding cut because that's who's funding Soros. And they go, oh, my God, it's anti-Semitic. Remove it. It's not anti-Semitic. They don't even say what Dobbs said. You go look at the report on InfoWars.com. It's the full 13-minute. We have a 3-minute we played here. He's talking to the head of Judicial Watch with the documents. We covered this years ago, but here it is. Gateway Pundit today. Leaked documents prove Soros Open Society is working with UN and supporting current legal migrant crisis. I can't believe we even have to debate this. Of course it is. This is Soros publicly bragging about it. They think you're so stupid. And again, Soros plots collapsing Europe under the weight of millions of migrants and then having an emergency reorganization, officially merging it with Africa and Latin America. Here's an article. From July 1st, 2016, InfoWars.com. Soros plots European order coup. EU will disintegrate, rise again under new Marshall Plan. All right, back to David Knight. David, continue getting into this latest individual and what they're quarterbacking and then how they plan their censorship and some of the ideas that you've had experts on that can counter this. But this is serious. They mean business, and just like authoritarians always do, they start with the Nazis, and then they move on to Alex Jones, and then now they want Trump off the air. They want him off Twitter. They've taken your Twitter. They're taking everything from everybody, tens of thousands of groups now, and they're moving forward towards big events. Let's continue.
Yeah, Alex, it was at a Berlin security conference where they're talking about their new Iron Curtain for social media, and this is reported by Jeb Sprague. This is he's with a group that's been trying to monitor and expose people taking away our freedom of speech. But let me give you some of the things that Jamie Fly said. This is the guy that I said before. He's been with the Project for a New American Century and so forth. He's been with the Bushes and so forth. And I think it's important to point out also, Alex, that he was the foreign policy advisor for Marco Rubio, none other than Marco Rubio, the guy that had never heard of your site, InfoWars. And when he was holding hearings about what was happening on social media and free speech, he wanted to make sure that they were going to have the ability to censor and that they were going to have preeminence to censor over China. But he didn't want you to testify. He didn't want anybody else that had been shadow banned at that point. Now they've done it to more than 800 sites. And this guy was bragging about the fact that they had just shut it down. He said, so they can just invent stories that get repeated and spread throughout different sites. So we're just starting to push back. Just this last week, Facebook began starting to take down sites. So this is just the beginning. And as he's talking about it, he's bemoaning the fact that foreign powers can take advantage of our open political system. So what's the solution to that? That's to close the political system for this guy. He said, all you need is an email to set up a Facebook or Twitter account. So let's shut that down as well. Let's make that difficult. Let's register everybody with some kind of biometric in order to get on the internet. This is where these people are going. So the key, Alex, is that we can try to fight them, and there's plenty that has already been done to fight this. So we've already had a Supreme Court decision going back to 1946 if people wanted to pay any attention to it. It's a situation where the Supreme Court said you cannot, even if you own the public square, if it's privately owned, it was a town that was owned by one corporation, and they had a lady who wanted to pass out some Jehovah's Witness literature. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court because they threw her out of the public square. They said, even if the public square is privately owned, you can't censor it. And we've had Jack Dorsey say over and over again,
we're the public square.
The Twitter but, is
but, I mean,
the public
here's the
square.
Thing. Well, of course, it's unconstitutional, but at every level, it's illegal to have cartels of government, unelected bureaucrats with international foundations and the UN, all set up by the Rockefellers and this whole crew, involved trying to destroy our borders, trying to shut down our speech, trying to take our guns. And now it was announced today, Facebook and Twitter are saying, we're not going to let you talk about guns. Just so now they're removing the word firearm, just like in China, they're removing Taiwanese emojis and Winnie the Pooh. Whatever they want, these people are flaming tyrants. They are incredible clear and present dangers, and they're setting it up to say we're violent when they're the authors of all these wars and Arab Springs and all this other horrible stuff. But it is getting to the point where they are like Hitler, and, you know, as they keep saying that we're getting violent so they can get violent with us, they're clearly walking us down a road where all these neocons and all these leftist leaders are the equivalent of Tojo and Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin. Right. I mean, they really are into that territory big time, and they are supporting authoritarian China, and Google and Apple are all helping them round up dissidents and kill them, and they have the worst slave factories, Apple does, showing they'd do that here if they could. And you know what? They're moving the needle that way, David.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't care about the First Amendment. They don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't care about the Supreme Court decisions. They're going to go ahead with this. So there's another aspect to this, Alex. I talked to Justin Tabb earlier today on the program, the morning program, and he's got a new foundation of decentralized computing for the internet. He calls it Substratum. You can find them at substratum.net. They're currently in beta testing. But what they're doing is they're setting up something that is the next generation to VPN. And with just four nodes, because VPN only gives you one node, it doesn't give you anonymity. They anonymize this in a number of ways. But with just four nodes, they were able to penetrate the firewall of China as well as Russia and Iran. And I said, well, that's fine. But what about, you know, you can get Facebook now in Iran. But Facebook is doing the censorship here. And so he says, well, the next stage is that they're going to do their own hosting, because that's what we've seen with Gab. And the third stage is they're going to provide monetization for this. And one of the important things about this, Alex, is that they're upfront about the funding. They got funded with crowdsourcing funds. And then once this thing is operating, it's going to operate kind of like you have with cryptocurrency mining. So as you use it, you'd pay a little bit for it. And then as you're providing your service as a node, you're going to earn money back.
Which is what DARPA
is transparent about that.
Which is what DARPA designed the internet to begin with, is about a bunch of nodes. We're going to come back and talk more about this, and I want to talk about the real father of the internet and how he says big tech's a tyranny, and how they're organizing a new system as well that's similar to this to counter it. and also have you take control of your browser and build your internet interface the way you want. Very, very exciting moves against big tech. That's why there's a race by the authoritarians, big tech, dying dinosaur media, old corrupt warmongering elites against innovation, against renaissance, and against the 1776 relaunch, which has already effectively penetrated enemy defenses in the information war and is now reaping massive victories from Brazil and Germany in just the last day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America.
direct live broadcasting worldwide, and this country is under massive attack. And people need to get out of their comfort zone and realize that they're shutting down independent, pro-free market, pro-America, pro-Christian decency in this country. And then they're targeting our and sexualizing our children. And they're pushing all these deadly psychotropic drugs on us. And they're demoralizing us with Hollywood. And it's all part of the plan. And now they've got all of these different people coming after what's left of the nation. And the president is standing up saying the corporate media is the enemy of America. They're dividing us. They're pushing the hate. They're the bad guys. The UN with Soros is organizing invasion forces, waving foreign flags, burning American flags, screaming, we're coming to socialize you. We're leaving Venezuela and marching up Norte. Because no one else will take them. That's really Venezuelans. And that's how insane this has gotten. That's how crazy this is. And America's future is hanging in the balance. Europe's is the whole world. And you have this authoritarian coalition, just like in other times in history. World War I, World War II. But this time the authoritarian coalition is bureaucracies and multinational trillion-dollar corporations and the murderous Chi-Coms and the unelected EU and then the Hollywood America-hating constellation that is moving against humanity and trying to destabilize us. It's insane to watch. So, David, I want to get more into some of the decentralizations and ideas, and that's all important and great. But big tech's trying to destroy anybody that tries to set up their own gab.com. They're trying to shut down any other type of social network. They're going to try to shut down these new decentralizations. So it's great. We need to innovate out of their tyranny. But we also need to face the tyranny head on, like, cut the funding to the UN for the refugee program because it's given to George Soros. Boom. That's why they censored Dobbs. That's cutting the head of the snake off. Instead of fighting all these giant waves, who's doing it. It's just like they're trying to shut us down because we're the ones trying to reboot the country. They know who to attack. They come after, you know, the intellectual command base. They know what the whole Trump revolution founts out of, InfoWars. And I don't say that to brag. We're under attack, folks, because we're loyal Americans that do our homework and are ready to fight politically. Okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I interviewed a couple of people from the Free Thought Project after the purge of 800 sites. And they had pointed out, they said, we told you the beginning of August when they took down InfoWars, they said, well, they've taken Alex Jones now. We're next, and then they're coming for you. It's the old thing from Pastor Martin Niemöller from the Nazis. You know, well, first they came for that group and I didn't do anything. Then they came for the other group. Then they came for me and there was nobody left to help me. And people have to understand where this is headed. You know, this last purge, it was mostly Trump supporters and conservatives because they've been the most active on social media. But it also went for libertarians. It also went for people on the left because they're going for anybody that isn't part of the controlled establishment. And Alex, this has been a tool of psychological control designed as that, I think, from the very beginning. The guy who put out the idea for the internet, he called it the Intergalactic Computer Network, JCR Licklider at DARPA. He was a psychologist. I think all of this stuff is a psychological tool of control. But the key is, I think, and there's some very encouraging things on the horizon. There's a lot of people that are working on things. I talked to Justin Tabb from Substratum.net today. And he's kind of following along the same lines as George Gilder is talking about. George Gilder, you may remember him. He wrote a book back in 1994, Life After Television. He predicted the development of the smartphone. And Steve Jobs thought he was so prescient that in 2007, this is 13 years later, 2007, while they're working on the iPhone, while they're designing the iPhone, he had everybody in the staff read it, said, this is where this is ultimately going. This is how it's going to be used. Well, George Gilder has now got a new book. He calls it Life After Google. And he talks about the cryptocosm. And he said, this is going to be something that is designed from the ground up to be secure. That's going to be the number one design goal to keep it secure. And in order to do that, you've got to make sure that it's not centralized. He talks about how the fatal conceit of all these people at Google and elsewhere is that they want to control everything. They want to have a centralized control of everything. You know, Breitbart has called them the masters of the universe, mocking them that. Well, that's the way they see themselves. They see themselves as masters of the universe. They want to control all this stuff. They want to bring it into a central location. I think that's one of the reasons why they were aided by venture capital firms that were directly funded by DARPA and the CIA, some of them indirectly funded. They had people from DARPA sitting on the venture capital boards of these companies that were funding Facebook and Google because they knew that they would be reliable partners in this kind of control technology. But the issue is going to be that it's going to have to be designed from the ground up to be decentralized. And that's one of the design goals of Substratum. They understand that. And also, you have to have, you can't add it on as a bag afterwards. You can't do it as a patch. You can't do it as an add-on down the road. It has to be designed that way from the beginning. So they're talking about designing this foundation, this new foundation, Substratum. And then they're talking about, they understand that you still have to be able to protect against different platforms being taken down, which is what we're seeing happening to Gab right now. There have been threats in the past. Microsoft said they're going to take them down. You've had now GoDaddy. You've had another organization. They have multiple hosting sites that have taken them down. So these people, they said they are committed to having a free internet and free speech. And so they're going to set up this platform that's going to give a decentralized method here that gives us anonymity, gives us privacy, and then they're going to host sites in a way that they won't be able to take them down. And then also provide a way to have monetization because they've been involved in cryptocurrency for the last couple of years.
Well, that's what it's about. And we have to innovate, and we have to build new systems, and people have to support those systems. But the globalists are moving quick. They're already shutting everything down, and they're going to shut that down too. And they're working in concert with the banks, with the corporate media, and with the governments, and with the stay-behind networks. And they're in open rebellion against Trump and other nationalists. But the good news is Bolsonaro in Brazil, what we're seeing with Merkel being voted out as the leader of her party, in Germany, that is very, very, very exciting. We got to go to break, David. And when we come back, I want to talk about the Lou Dobbs piece and how it's so on target and why they're calling for him to be fired and all the rest of it for just pointing out that Soros is getting taxpayer money to fund this caravan. It's because it's so true and it's so outrageous, and what Soros is doing is criminal. And Judicial Watch is talking to law enforcement that says this is criminal. They need to be indicted. They're organizing human smuggling. If you or I did this, we'd go 20 years in prison. We're going to come back to you after the break. Listeners, we're in a fight here. I mean, we're 8 days out. I can feel, you know, the cultural and spiritual tension in the air. So I'm pretty fired up here. But this is a fight for our survival. And InfoWars will not be here without you. And I make it easy to support us. We have great products that are amazing. And we have great T-shirts that help spread the word. And we have great water filtration, great air filtration, great storable foods. And we have the biggest sales we've ever had right now. 50% off on all the great supplements, free shipping store-wide, a bunch of other big specials, and they've got to end. I'm supposed to already cut new commercials and have new specials by, like, last Friday. I've just been so busy politically, I haven't. So that's why the super mega sale is going today and tomorrow, but I'm cutting the new ads today. They'll be ready by Wednesday. So this is the last 2 days. Fluoride-free toothpaste, highest quality concentrated, colloidal silver, iodine fortified, 50% off. You sign up for AutoShip, initial 10% off. That makes that a loss leader. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, out of stock, back in stock, 50% off, 95% curcuminoid level. Brain Force Plus, now 20% more in each bottle, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2, it's the last run of that, but it's still 50% off and free shipping. You cannot beat these deals. DNA Force, BioPQQ, CoQ10, all of it. It's what it does for you. It's so amazing. Go research it. It's way stronger than even leading competitors that are sold at medical facilities for $300, and they totally rip you off. And at 50% off, you cannot find anything like it in the world, even close to it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Christmas shopping done now. Do it early. Don't fight the crowds, because this is our Christmas specials and everything rolled into one in case they took our payment processors. They did take 5 of the 6 that we got backup. But, I mean, it's still 2 minutes to midnight. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. Please stay with us. They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is, and understand how real this fight is, and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up.
Look, I'll be honest with the listeners here. If I sound upset on air, I'm upset on air. I'm upset off of air. I have spent too much time studying the Clintons and George Soros and Juncker and the Chinese commies. And I just know everything about them. And they're just so damn evil. And I biologically have to get myself in a position where I'm not going to have a heart attack. Because I just feel incompetent fighting. And then I see all these other men around me and people, they don't even care. That we're being taken over by horrible people. And our birthright is being stolen. And as I hear David talk and cover all this, I get madder and I get madder and I get madder. And listen, physical violence against these people is not the answer. It's the last resort if they come after us, which they are. They're just going to do it governmentally and have it all organized and look official. That's the next phase. And that's why everybody feels so much danger and angst, is because this is the real Antichrist spirit. They're bringing in a world government, world cashless society. They're targeting our families. They're sexualizing our children. They're trying to force drug us. They're allied with the worst regimes in the world and radical Islam. And spiritually, I feel it. Spiritually. I can feel the enemy is doing everything they can. You can see it, but it's spiritual. Look, I want to take a month-long vacation, but I can't. You know why I need to take a vacation? Not because I'm tired, because I can't sleep at night now because of this. Because I have too much energy now. Because I'm aware of what they're doing. You know, they've got a CNN goon squad with private detectives that follows me around all day. We videotaped them. We know who they are. The vehicles are driving, who they are. We're going to be releasing video of them soon. But let me tell you something. They don't have groups of three different PIs and groups out of Colorado here with the Democratic Party and people that work directly for Brian Stelter and this breakaway group that's run by the neocons and all this. I mean, this is the leftist CIA. That's what they are. And they're following me around all day. It doesn't make me scared. It makes me know that we are going to defeat them and they're scared. So good luck, scum, with whatever you try, because God is going to be who you are judged by, not me. And I look at these globalists and what they do and how they act. They are the scum of the earth, and they will do anything to set us up. They will do anything to destroy this country and to dominate you because it's spiritual. It's spiritual war. And I just pray that God can give me peace, because I try to be calm and I try to not yell and scream. But man, I got to tell you, just at a metabolic level, my body intellectually looks at the information and then it goes, war, 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 enemy, enemy, enemy. I mean, you know, this is not a cave bear coming in to eat your kids. This is worse than that, because it just eats their body. It doesn't get their souls. This is the worst stuff, man. This is a real horror movie, okay? With people that are satanic and want a world government and want to literally destroy your soul. David, I've been ranting. We're going to air a little segment. You did this great interview today with this gentleman and the great job that Travis cut this together, the producer for your show. And we'll talk about substratum.net and Justin Taub, just another great, thing that's happening to get around the censorship. But I think really politically heading it off up front is the way to go. But just in the time we have left here, how are you and your family, handling this? How are you dealing with seeing real, as a historian and an engineer and a smart guy, what is it like for you? How are you processing this? Because when you watch real organized tyranny come after you, lie about you, censor you, do it to, how are you dealing with this raping of our birthright? I mean, is it getting to you?
I have a pretty thick skin. I've been doing this now for a few years here, so I've seen a lot of criticism come out. So I don't care if they criticize me personally. You know what really makes me angry? When they come after the First Amendment. When they say, I don't like you, so we're going to take down InfoWars. We had former friends that my wife was still in contact with on Facebook. And before the stuff started in August, they were saying, well, I'm going to get off of Facebook if they don't take down InfoWars. I said, you idiot, do you realize what you're throwing away? Do you realize the birthright of freedom that you're throwing away here? And that's what's really concerning me, is because I see the Constitution going down the drain. And it's not just freedom of speech, but it's our due process. It's everything that they are destroying here in this country, and they're doing it by degrees. Yeah, I agree that we need to fight them legally. We need to fight them politically. We need to fight them every way that we can. I just want to give people hope and have them understand that there are some technological things that are being done on the side. But, we look at this, Alex. It's not just CNN anymore. I mean, CNN has come out as the enemy of the First Amendment. They have come out as these deceptive people, like you said, following you around, lurking around the office and so forth, trying to film things, trying to, dox us, essentially. They're despicable. They're not journalists at all. They are government operatives. They're propagandists. And when we look at all of this pushback, I'm really sad to see this happening with the new Fox management, the way they banned the Judicial Watch board member. I mean, Judicial Watch has been solid on this stuff. Like I said earlier today, we have WikiLeaks has been publishing what whistleblowers put out. Judicial Watch has given us a great deal of information because you have to sue the government to get them to turn over what they're supposed to do under the law, under the Freedom of Information Act.
And so it's a fact that Soros is the honcho and the general and the field marshal.
Oh, we know that.
And then they have the documents, and he says it, and he says it's illegal, clearly, to organize human smuggling and use taxpayer money. And because it's so true, well, my God, you can't say black is black and white is white. So, yeah, you're banned as ever coming back on Fox when Judicial Watch is totally respected and has always been on Fox, and it got the documents.
Yeah, well, think back to 2016. I talked about this earlier on the program. Forbes magazine, which agrees with Soros's open borders, in September 2016, remember, this was just before the election, we had a nominee, Donald Trump. He wasn't president then. He was a nominee at the time. And they run this article saying, George Soros, billionaire George Soros, earmarks $500 million for migrants and refugees. He said, I'm going to contribute $11 billion. Well, now he said, I'm going to contribute $18 billion. And at the time, he was opposing President Trump by giving he'd already given $5 million to just one PAC. And listen, Alex, to the name of this PAC. Immigrant Voters Win. That was the name of the PAC that George Soros gave $5 million to oppose President Trump back in March of 2016. This guy has been funding it one way after the other.
Exactly. They're saying the chairman of Judicial Watch has been banned from all Fox News shows because he said the sun is yellow in color.
Yeah, yeah. Because he criticized George Soros, and they say, well, George Soros is Jewish, so therefore he gets a pass, even though George Soros has been funding all of these Palestinian groups and people that hate Israel. They say, well, he gets a blanket coverage because he's Jewish.
Oh, it came out in the Jerusalem Post and WikiLeaks that he believes that Israel should be overthrown.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I mean. It is the most insane crap I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. But it's very well documented. They're not even ashamed of it. I mean, the people who support open borders, the people on Wall Street and so forth, are bragging about the fact that they're going to use immigrant voters. And this is not even a question. And yet to see that the new management at Fox News, I reported last week the fact that Fox News was talking to Jorge Ramos. He was down there with the caravan. And they said, well, the reporter said, we're kind of concerned that some of these people might be criminals and have been thrown out of the U.S. multiple times. And so they're all men that are walking past him. He turns around and he says to them in Spanish, you know, have you been thrown out before? And they said, no. He goes, see, they haven't been thrown out. See, they're not criminals. So we got their word for it. it was really kind of ludicrous.
You're absolutely right. And some of the people were covering their faces. Look, here's the deal. The globalists think we're chumps. They think we're weak. They're making their move on our country. They're trying to shut down our whole culture, shut down our whole world. And we have to decide whether we want to be slaves or not. Because we're not just getting conquered by a new group, you know, like the Roman Empire comes in and you get aqueducts and, you know, medicine. And still they were rough, but in some areas they were liberators. This is not a good thing. It's kind of like in Life of Brian, they're going, what if the Romans ever goes, well, the aqueduct, well, literature, well, medicine, well, but no, we're not getting anything but enslavement in post-industrial world. David Knight is on the David Knight Show, syndicated on radio and TV, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and his son works with him. I don't normally allow that, but it's not nepotism. Travis is a great guy, does a wonderful job producing the show for you as well, so it's a family affair, 8 a.m. every day, weekday, Infowars.com/show to find more and to follow and subscribe to his podcast right there. David Knight. All right, we come back. 5 minutes of the interview we did this morning with one of the alternatives to get around the censors and more. And then I'm going to come back with the founder of and the CEO of Gab, Andrew Torba. He's been removed. He's gone. The latest straight ahead. Hour number three as we defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Tell us a little bit about Substratum and what you've been able to accomplish in just the last, and just this last week, I think you just did the recent test where you got into Iran. Is that correct?
That's right. So Substratum was founded a little over a year ago. We were crowdfunded to fight global censorship. And basically with the premise of being able to decentralize the internet, make it free and open for everyone, everyone have the same access to the same information. Everyone have the freedom to say what they want online. And so we worked about for the past year along those goals, with our initial goals being China, Russia, and Iran, because those were the three most heavily censored locations at the time. So just in the past week, we've been able to demonstrate that the software really does work, just with a minimal number, 4 nodes. That's all it takes to make the product work. And we've been able to circumnavigate the Great Firewall in China and demonstrate, you know, Facebook in China, YouTube in China, Twitter in China. And then we went on to demonstrate that as well in Russia. The big ban in Russia is obviously Telegram. And so demonstrate Telegram working inside of Russia. And then inside of Iran, just about everything is banned. So we went through and did the same demonstration in Iran, showing Facebook, Google, Open Google, YouTube, and Twitter, and some others working in Iran.
It was August the 6th that they took InfoWars off, and then it was about 2 months later, they took off 800 sites. The majority of those were Trump-supporting conservative sites, but not all of them. There was a lot of libertarian sites that did not support President Trump. There were a lot of left-wing sites, some of them that were dancing and celebrating when free speech was taken away from InfoWars, because they're looking at anybody that's not part of the core establishment. And so this is coming very rapidly. The movements that we saw against Gab this weekend are very alarming as well. And there's a data point here. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We got a guy named Jamie Fly, and he was talking at a Berlin security conference, bragging about the fact that they'd taken down these 800 sites and saying there was more to come, implying that they were actually going to take down the websites themselves, you know, not just take them off of social media, but they were going to purge them further on, and calling all of them Russian agents, whether they're conservative, libertarian, or left-wing. They're all Russian agents, and we're going to take everybody down. This is really coming from a guy who worked for the Bush administration. He's a neocon. He's been a project for a new American century and so forth. These are people who are at the core of the establishment. They're nonpartisan, but they are deep state individuals who want to take down everybody with this. And we need to have a product like what you're creating right now.
Well, it really is hitting a point, too, where you just look at the progression over the last year. When we initially started this, again, like I said, we had 3 targets because those were the most highly censored at the time. But just since then, you had the net neutrality repeal in the United States. You have the copyright directive Article 13 in the European Union. And that really goes and should, should push developers to say, hey, Substratum's providing us this platform, this foundation to build on top of. We need to go and start building these new tools that can't be censored using the power of the blockchain and decentralization, because what the European Union one is doing is censoring within the platform and saying basically, if you, that's why they call it the meme killer, because if you upload something and they basically have to store it and then within 24 hours remove it, Vietnam had almost the exact same ruling. So it really has progressed very rapidly. And when you guys got taken off, I told everybody that, hey, whether you agree with them or not, this is a big thing, and you should be shouting from the rooftops that this is not fair, because the next one could be you.
I appreciate that. And I saw on Reddit where you're talking about the fact that you're coming on here and you got criticized by one individual there, said that InfoWars is a societal cancer. And some people took him to task for that. And he goes, I don't care. You violate somebody's terms of services. Well, I would like for this guy, maybe he does know, maybe he works for Google, or maybe he works for a project for New American Century. Maybe he can tell me exactly what it was, because I never received even a warning, let alone three violations. I was just immediately.
All right, that's David Knight interviewing the head of Substratum.net, Justin Taub. Now coming up, there he is, the man of the hour. He's been Alex Jones of Fight of the Next Level, Andrew Torba, CEO of Gab. Gab is down right now, and the left and the neocons, they're all celebrating. But nobody got in trouble at Instagram or Facebook, where the same guy said the same things, because they're the establishment. It's okay.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Awaiting the hour of reprisal, the lifeblood of the free internet slips away. Wouldn't it be nice to have free speech again?
Alex Jones.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Because there is a war on.
It'd go from this to this. Alright, folks, we are joined by Andrew Torba, who has been blamed, his website that was gab.com is now down, content removed off of the hosting provider, their banking taken away, their PayPal taken away, their Stripe taken away, and the left is celebrating it, the mainstream media is celebrating it, and now they want Lou Dobbs, and now they want Sean Hannity. Why, they're saying Lou Dobbs is an anti-Semite. He had the head of Judicial Watch on saying, we sued and got the documents from the federal government. George Soros is funding, with U.S. taxpayer money he gets, these illegal caravans that are human smuggling. And they said, my gosh, George Soros, even though he's a Nazi collaborator, is Jewish. So you can't talk like that, Lou Dobbs. And the Judicial Watch individual, you are banned for life from Fox News. So they're just getting us used to all that, because what he said was true. So to give us the latest is Andrew Torba. And I guess we don't have gab.com for now. Hopefully it'll be back up soon. And I noticed you gave us that big exclusive interview, but no corporate media wants to pick it up, that the law enforcement praised you, that the fact that they understood that he didn't make clear threats on the site, that it was 4 minutes before. No. None of that world exclusive. Gab founder responds to synagogue massacre and lashes out at the lying MSM. None of that powerful interview He got seen by all the people at Infowars.com. But other than that, you'd think the person being demonized and deplatformed, you'd think that that person would end up getting a voice. But like when they have congressional hearings about me and lie, I don't get called to those. No, I sit outside because I don't get to face my accusers. Andrew, thanks for joining us. You can break it all down and give us the latest.
Sure, Alex. Thanks for having me. And that's exactly why I'm on this show. And that's exactly why I'm not talking to any mainstream media outlets. You give me a fair chance. You allow me to speak my mind, allow me to tell the situation from my perspective without any bias. So I really appreciate that. So here's the situation. Last night, we shut down Gab at around 10 o'clock Eastern. We did this preemptively because 9 o'clock this morning, our hosting provider had pulled our service. On the website, you know, we proclaimed that we've spent pretty much the past 48 hours working directly with the DOJ and with the FBI. They have praised us for our work in helping them with this situation and to bring justice to this awful, despicable event. I'm on about 3 hours sleep. That is our top priority. The media can attack us all they want. They're showing up at my parents' home. I just got a text message from my mom. The media just showed up at my parents' home. They're calling old professors. They're trying to get in touch with my brothers and old friends from high school. They're now launching an all-out assault, an all-out character assassination on me, on my family. We're receiving death threats. Why? Because I stood up and built my own platform for freedom of expression and for individual liberty for all people. Why? Because I am working with law enforcement directly, cooperatively, helping to bring justice and see to it that justice is served in this horrific tragedy. That is why they are attacking me. That is why they are attacking my family. That is why they are attacking Gab. These people are disgusting and despicable. And there's no way I'm going to cower. There is no way I'm going to bend the knee. And there's no way I'm going to stop fighting. We are going to get Gab.com back online, whatever it takes. We're going to come back and be bigger and better than ever before. And thanks to the media, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they write. It doesn't matter what these talking heads say on TV. It doesn't matter what these verified blue check marks that no one's ever heard of say on Twitter with their opinions. That's not the real world. You know, 80% of normal working class, blue collar, average people agree with Gab. They agree and want to defend free expression and individual liberty at all costs. And they know that there are disgusting murderers and terrorists and pedophiles all over Facebook, all over Instagram, all over Twitter. And they are not blamed. There is no call for shutdown of these platforms. So, you know what? Here's the thing. Without Gab, the FBI and the DOJ would not have this mountain of evidence for a motive against this alleged terrorist. And, you know, we also wouldn't know that he does not support the president of the United States at all. So I think that might be one reason why the media is so upset, is because now they can't point and say, hey, this is all Donald Trump's fault. Look, this is one of your supporters, because this man did not support Donald Trump. And he made that very clear on Gab. And if he wasn't on Gab, we would not have known that. If he wasn't on Gab, the FBI and the DOJ would not have a mountain of evidence now to prosecute him. So we're really proud to be working with law enforcement, and we will happily take the slings and arrows from the dishonest and disgusting media elites, and we're going to stand tall and fight for free expression and individual liberty for all people.
I got to tell you, you're one of the most articulate people I know, and compared to the heads of other tech companies, you're a wizard. I mean, these guys are bumbling, stumbling buffoons because they're usually front men and they're also reading off teleprompters, but I'm on Gab, and even more so that I've been banned everywhere else, and I see what's on there, and a minority of it is the Nazis, but they've all been pushed off the rest of the internet. It's not your fault that then you have a free speech venue, and they're there. People should go debate them. They should go argue with them there. That's what it's all about. But meanwhile, like you said in your tweets, and I don't know how long you'll have Twitter, because they're calling for that to be taken down, so you can't respond to these lies, that Twitter is a cesspool of radical Islam, a cesspool of Nazi crap. They leave all that up because it creates division. But it's the libertarians and the people that call out the censorship or call out authoritarian China. It's those of us that are real classical liberals that are being shut down because we're Big Ten, we're popular, We're popular with minorities. We're popular with everybody. And that's why Gab's got to be shut down. That's why InfoWars has got to be shut down, because we're popular, because we're successful, and we scare the big tech companies, and we scare the big mainstream media. And now I've got articles here today. Google and Amazon crack down on guns, but still make it easy to find bomb-making instructions. And they're now cracking down on people even talking about guns or being gun enthusiasts. They're now saying, don't use the word nationalist. Oh, that's Nazi. Oh, you can't even say George Soros is behind the caravan, even though he is, or Lou Dobbs will get fired. This censorship is racing out of control, and it's got big tech, government, and corporations behind it, except for Trump, but he needs to act, and act now. What would you say that you'd like to see the president do, or Congress do?
Well, Alex, I think he needs to take antitrust action against big tech. You have a duopoly like Apple and Google that controls 98% market share of mobile app distribution that doesn't allow Gab to have any distribution of a mobile application across, you know, billions of mobile devices. So I think he needs to take action. He needs to take action fast before 2020. And what I want to say is, we just compiled a massive list of hundreds of tweets calling for the death of the president. Threatening to kill the president on Twitter. They're all archived. We tweeted them out, and these are allowed to remain. Twitter's allowed to remain. Why is the press not calling for Twitter to be shut down? Secondly, there was an academic study a few months ago that studied every single post ever made on Gab. And what they found is that 94% of posts did not contain any hate speech whatsoever. Now, this is compared to 97% of posts on Twitter. Now, of course, they probably had a different sample size. Who knows? But in our case, they scanned every single post ever made. So what is happening is we are being no-platformed off the internet because we have 2% more hate speech than Twitter. So is that the baseline? So if Gab gets down to 2% speech on a site like Twitter, are we going to be allowed to be on the internet? Are we going to be allowed to be on app stores? I don't know.
Well, sure, but then they'll just redefine what hate speech is. Now they're saying it's nationalist or not liking Soros' politics. It's not agreeing with them. I want to do one more segment. I know you're very busy. I want to come back and talk about how we support you, where we can visit you now. I guess it's only on Twitter to actually, see you have speech for now. They're calling for you to be removed. But founder of group that harassed Ted Cruz tweeted about dead cops assassinating Mike Pence. They're allowed to have hundreds of thousands of followers per account and organize violence nationwide. Why? Because the guy looks like a satanic chicken neck demon. That's why. He's allowed to do this. Meanwhile, Gab does nothing. They're gone.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly. This is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about Infowars, if you don't spread the word about Newswars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Andrew Torba has to go. His mother's being threatened. He's on the phone with her during the break. All hell's breaking loose. Gab.com is gone for now, but it's still on Twitter at GetOnGab. And it's just crazy how libertarian, how nice Andrew is, and the fact that a very small percentage of their site was even, you know, ne'er-do-wells like this demon in Pittsburgh. But the idea that Twitter and Facebook and all them could have this guy on there. Instagram had him on there. They weren't taken down. So just respond to that, please. Other thoughts, the harassment, when you think Gab will be back up. Andrew Torba.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me. And I am going to run here in a brief second after this statement. My mother just texted me and she's being harassed by the media. The media is showing up at my family's home and harassing my little brother. So I'm going to have to run to go handle this situation. But what we're doing is we're working around the clock with law enforcement. And I want everybody to know that that is our top priority. We want to see that justice is served for this horrible, despicable monster, number one. And number two, we're working around the clock to get Gab.com back online. We have secured a new hosting provider who unequivocally supports freedom of speech and what Gab is doing. We're working directly with them right now to get the site back up. We hope to be up in the next couple of days. Potentially later tonight, we'll see what happens, and we'll keep you posted certainly when that happens.
All right, please keep popping in on my broadcast, David Knights, the others. Again, Andrew Torba, our prayers are with you because we're in this together as the test guinea pigs. But now they're even going after Cabela's. They're going after the NRA. So America better wake up and put their foot down. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that you had an account and said similar things on Instagram and on Facebook. The gentleman that they're alleging, and I'm sure it sounds like it's true. There's a lot of witnesses did this, but you're always supposed to say alleged. Think about that. And yeah, he's posting anti-Semitic stuff about Trump. In fact, I finally went through this morning and looked at theheavy.com, I think it was, had like all of his posts on it, not just the few about bashing Trump. And there were dozens of Trump getting orders from, you know, Nazi-style Jewish cartoons and just all this crap. And the media has just totally dropped that and are still trying to say Trump created the climate for this when this guy hated Trump. And the left is way more anti-Jew or anti-Israel than the right wing is in modern times. I mean, that's a fact. You go to leftist universities or you go to these protests or you go to these events or you go on Facebook or Twitter, they let radical Islam go around and do all this really violent, horrible, nasty stuff that crosses the line into calling for violence. And they let the left go around and just freak out over Israel and say the wildest stuff. And then they just turn it all around and then use it against the First Amendment and blame us and say, Jones is anti-Semitic. He's talking bad about George Soros. And it's just so empty. It's so fraudulent. It's so deceptive. It's so disingenuous. And I see the PR talking point from CNN, MSNBC, the Young Turks. And I see even Cenk Uygur, or whatever his name is, looks sick when he says it. He goes, George Soros is a Holocaust survivor who was captured by the Nazis and is a hero. Alex Jones is a horrible liar, should be taken offline for saying that George Soros is a Nazi. Alex Jones is the worst person in the world. That's a quote. And then it was the same thing from Lester Holt and Megyn Kelly and Brian Stelter. And every channel, every show says Alex Jones is wrong. Alex Jones is a liar. George Soros survived the Nazis. Even my old friend Joe Rogan, when Shooter Jennings was sitting there talking to him, I was another host. The point was they talked about it twice, and I played the clip, and he goes, well, you know, Alex lied. You know, I like Alex, but boy, he lied. He said Soros, you know, helped the Nazis. Well, no, Soros was captured by the Nazis. And you're sitting there looking at that. Do I need to come back from break and play him on NPR and 60 Minutes, how he helped the Nazis round people up? I mean, it's in Dinesh D'Souza's new film. And liberal cinemas across the country wouldn't even book the film, even though he's had the number one documentary several times. They wouldn't book it because they're so party line to defend Soros, to defend Juncker, to defend the Nazism, the real Nazism of the EU. I mean, the Ukrainian group that overthrew the elected government literally Heil Hitler and are so crazy they go beyond the Nazis. Their campaign literature and their meetings are giant telescreens that show blonde-haired men and women firing electricity out of their fingertips while they Heil Hitler. A cross between Heiling Hitler and Emperor Palpatine. I'm like, wow, that's a new level. Heiling Hitler and blue electricity shoots out and fries people. And George Soros is funding it. And then this dirty, nasty scumbag has his dirty, nasty collaborator media saying we're the Nazis. I mean, it's actually pretty entertaining at a sick level. This is crazy. This is crazy. And so you stare into the abyss too long, you become the abyss. And I've got to take a vacation. I know you do too. As soon as this election's over. But I got a sneaking suspicion things are going to get even crazier after this. I forget what you searched to pull up, because they only used the Nazis to storm to power. Then they removed them from leadership. They're still in the parliament. But what do you search? It's like Nazis leading the Ukrainian revolt. New Ukrainian leader is a Nazi. And click images, and it's them actually hailing, you know, Heiling Hitler. And you're like, in 2015, 16, 17? Yeah, that's going on. Oh, but obviously Soros is involved. Oh, you know, he was young when he helped the Nazis round people up. He wouldn't be doing it now. And then he's helping them shoot police and burn down government buildings to overthrow the elected government. And then he goes on Fareed Zarkaria's show. Yeah, they crucify people too. They crucify Orthodox Ukrainians. And so it's the same battle lines of World War II, where the West is pro-Nazi and Catholic. I'm not bashing Catholics, that's just the battle lines. And then the East is more Russian and Orthodox. And so that was the battle lines they had in World War II. So it's right back that to again, because, you know, if you're Ukrainian, you know, half of you, your granddaddy or great-granddaddy worked for Hitler. And they don't think Hitler was wrong. So they're just right back in government, heiling Hitler. Oh, and who helped him get into power? Oh, I forgot. The guy that when he was 14, 15, 16 was what was they called, the Nazis called a bloodhound. And that would be a young Jewish person, usually a male, who could trick people and who looked younger than they were, who they could insert and find their hidey holes. And that's what he did. He was sent in to find and dig out people like Anne Frank so they could have their brains blown out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
My wife has had this as her ringtone since we met on the phone. So when I call, it's like, and my 18-month-old daughter, last week, I called my wife, and she can see my picture pop up, and she goes, Daddy! So I guess we should call this song in the computer, then her daddy. That's pretty close what my wife thinks of, though. She thinks of me as like, good stuff there. You know, I'm bummed out to hear this, but this is some of the stuff that goes on at Fox News and the new management they have. They try to control Turning Point USA. And I know the folks at Turning Point USA flew back for the inauguration on the same plane as the head of it. Like Candace Owens a lot. She came here. You know, she's great. When they were attacking her and doxing her and the left was going after her, we helped, you know, launch her. Paul Watson did. She talks to Paul all the time on private message. Paul Watson of InfoWars.com, but she won't talk to me because I'm targeted. I'm demonized. I'm the bad guy. I'm the outsider, which is fine. But then you get Kanye saying I'm the Matrix breaker, and they even cut that out of the interview. Not Turning Point USA, but the record company that he was there giving the event. This is the level of suppression that's going on. So I'm not doing this interview with Hotep Jesus, to put down Turning Point USA or any of this. I love Candace Owens. I love the work she does. But Hotep was invited in the Young Black Leadership, conference at the White House. And I guarantee you Trump had nothing to do with it. But then he got axed out of there. And then Will Johnson, he does some work with InfoWars. He was there. Trump said, who gets attacked more than me? He said, InfoWars. And Trump points right up and says, yeah, basically you're right. Nobody had that angle. And it became a big news story. Well, what did Trump mean? Or were they saying fake news? I know Trump was agreeing. Yeah, InfoWars gets attacked a lot. I don't think as much as the president, but a close second. And so we're going to talk about all that and just, is there a Blixit or black exit? Blacksit? How do you say that? That's a Candace Owens thing and Kanye's put out shirts. Listen, I just want white people, black people, everybody to get off the globalist plantation and get back to the nationalist plantation or back to the individual, having power and not being part of some cult or some group. We'll talk to Hotep in a minute, but here is the footage that Will Johnson sent us of up close and personal with the president from a different angle when they were talking about who's been persecuted. Here it is.
They're attacking us because we are speaking the truth, changing people's minds, and proving every day that our policies work and that we are really doing what's right and what's good. And I get attacked also. You get attacked. I get attacked all the time.
Yeah.
In fact,
you see it.
I'm just thinking, come to think of it, who gets attacked more than me?
Ben, does anybody?
Nobody.
Fake news. Fake news network. InfoWars.
I get attacked. Maybe more than anybody.
Man, look how together Trump is. You got Will Johnson probably three rows, four rows back. Trump looks at him, winks, and goes, yeah, maybe more. So that's just how on Trump is. So when they say he's senile and all this, I've seen him a few times slur his words when he gets really tired. But, I mean, I do that myself. People ask me sometimes. I'm like, I'll be on at night. People go, man, you sound like you're a little drunk. You're kind of slurring your words. If I was drinking, I wouldn't be slurring my words. The fact, alcohol gives me energy. But I've been up for 20 hours and I'm not drinking. That's when I'll be slurring the words, seriously. But side issue, Hotep Jesus has reached hundreds of millions of people online. Booksbybrian.com, HotepNation.com, at Twitter for now, at VibeHigh. He's the famous guy for doing really funny, just illustrated points of going into a Starbucks and saying, I hear you're racist. Give me a free coffee to prove you're not racist. And the lady gives him the coffee. We sent our own Travis Knight, and he's white. about as wide as you get. And they gave him the stuff, too. So this is crazy. And so Hotep joins us, and I want to get into Trump and the world and what he thinks is going to happen in 7.5 days of the election. But first up, and I'm just saying this because now Twitter and Google are censoring people just talking about the Second Amendment. And that's in the news today. And now they want Trump censored, and now they want the NRA taken off. Now they want Lou Dobbs taken off. And it's like whatever the new person is that gets attacked by the controlled corporate left and the big Twitter brigades, everybody runs away from hoping they don't get eaten next. And then that person gets destroyed or curtailed, and then they move on to the next. And so I just think we should have a big open tent. I don't think Louis Farrakhan should be taken off Twitter, as long as he's not calling for violence. In fact, I think Trump should invite Louis Farrakhan to the White House. You know, I had dinner with Louis Farrakhan privately, and I spent like 8 hours with him. I got tired. I was actually tired. After about 4 hours of dinner, I said, I got to go. He was actually offended. I said, man, dude. How much energy do you have? I can't do it. Because I agree with a lot of what Louis Farrakhan says about have your own community, make your own money, have your own industry, be self-sufficient. The system wants to destroy you. That's true. I don't agree with all the, you know, some of the anti-Semitic stuff he said before. And I say some of it because he doesn't say a lot of it. I just want a big, I want everybody to come together. But side issue, I'm ranting. We have our guest on to be our guest. So, and then guest hosting fourth hour, Owen Benjamin's going to be here. Huge pianist. That's not the dirty word. It's huge pianist. He's a big guy. And he plays the piano. So, Hotep, good to have you on. What do you want to tackle first?
Alex, what's up, man? Thank you for having me, man. Look, you hit the nail on the head. TPUSA doesn't like guys like us, and that's just the fact of the matter. You know, they have this new trend about NPC. We don't fall into the NPC mode, and the NPC thing is a disease that affects both the left and the right. And we're not infected. We're actually free. You know, Blexit has this new thing where they say we free. If Hotep Jesus is banned, we not free.
Well, did they give you a reason why you were invited? You're very successful, reach hundreds of millions of people, and then you're not allowed anymore.
They said it's the optics from the media. As you can see, the right is still concerned with acceptance from leftist media. Isn't that going against being a free thinker, going against everything Kanye West says, everything that we've been fighting for goes against freedom of speech?
Well, and you just said it all. This is the answer. Conservatives are still under a trance and care what CNN and MSNBC says about them. And I guess it's true because they can gang up and totally ban people. Look what they've done to me. But aren't we going to stand up against this? Isn't that the threat?
This was the opportunity to stand up against them. Putting Hotep Jesus on that stage as a speaker would have been a great way to stand up to them, to prove that you are actually for freedom of speech. But as you can see, it seems like these conservative ink players, because that's what they are, only want a seat at the table.
Exactly. Oh, you just crystallized it. I always mean to say that. I've never said it. They think I want to be on Fox News. They think I want to be part of the power structure. No, I want to overturn the whole thing. It's parasitic. It's out of control. I want real freedom. I don't want their whole globalist system where they try to corrupt our children and poison us and all this crap. No, I don't want your system. I want to destroy your corrupt system.
Hey, that's exactly it. If we're not toppling the system, you know, that's what made Trump so great. Him being in there toppled the system. It kind of got him off balance. And that's what we want. But it seems like these people at TPUSA, they don't really hate the left. They just want to stand next to them. They just want that media acceptance. And they haven't defended people like InfoWars and Alex Jones enough.
Well, I'll give some inside baseball out. Candace Owens has dinner and hangs out a lot with Jack Dorsey. And he knows that Trump likes her. He knows that she talks to, you know, the highest people in the administration all the time. And so just so there's no regulation, he sits there and, like, lets her operate and promotes her tweets and everything. And I like Candace, but that's just replacing one form of tyranny with another. And look, I know it's people want to sit at the table. They want to feel like they're included. But I think people shell out who they really are by doing that.
Absolutely. It goes against everything Blexit stands for. I like Candace. I have a lot of love for her. But I think that it's disingenuous, I'm sorry, to say that we free when Hotep Jesus is banned.
When we come back, did they even give you any reason? They just said, oh, the optics.
It's the optics, as per Brandon Tatum. I have a tape for sale. If anybody wants a tape, I have the conversation with me and Brandon Tatum. You can have it and you can see exactly why they banned me.
I like Brandon Tatum too. I didn't know he was involved in this.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, I really want freedom. And I didn't mean to start this interview off getting into our guest being banned, because I was already wanting to get him on at the time we were getting him on and to come back. And then he'd been set up for the young conservative black meeting that they had there at the White House that was so successful. And then to learn why they did it. Well, it's the optics, because of some of the things you've said, or they can be taken out of context. It's just crazy. I mean, the left doesn't disavow Louis Farrakhan. The left doesn't disavow Bill Ayers, and I'm not comparing the two guys to each other. The point is that the right needs to stop being such wimps. I don't even call myself the right. We're trying to take the government back in an insurrection through the Tea Party and through Trump. And you see the country turning around in many ways because we've been artificially suppressed. And so now Americans are basically bargaining with the establishment for better treatment. I want to go beyond that. But Hotep, you were getting into meeting with Kanye a few years ago and how they're trying to suppress him. How, I don't want to get into the details, but he's tried to come meet with me. He's tried to set it up. And then literally his people basically threatened to, you know, try to throw him back in a mental institution. Remember a year and a half ago when he endorsed Trump, he said he thought Trump was great at a concert. They grabbed him and did a Baker Act. You can do that to anybody, and threw him in a mental institution for a week, and he got out because he's fine. He made billions of dollars on his own. He has more talent in his pinky than all those handlers do. But just the idea that he is a captive himself to a certain extent, it's just crazy.
Oh, it's absolutely insane. My heart goes out to Kanye. He's been a free thinker for, you know, since I've been listening to his music and have known him as a person. I've been a great fan. Like I told you, I met with Kanye when I worked with 50 Cent a few years ago. And, you know, he walked around with a team of at least 7 to 8 deep. It seemed like a really strong team. He seemed like a really smart dude, passionate dude. Very authentic, very loving. But even him, the great Kanye, is still being, I guess we can say, governed. But I don't mean governed as in far as there's a system above him, but as a governor on an automobile to make it slow down. You know, there are people trying to impede his progress.
Exactly. They've got balls and chains tied to his legs.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, man. Because, you know, like you said, when you talk about his rant about Jay-Z and, you know, Trump, and when they try to put him in a mental institution, it's not that what he's saying is crazy. What he's saying is just not what people are used to hearing. Therefore, it makes it abnormal and crazy. But what he's saying is what millions of people are thinking and are afraid to say, because they don't want to be attacked. They don't want to be banned from opportunities throughout life.
And that's it, to watch people grovel to the system, even though they know it's not right, because they want to curry favor and they want their global social score online to say they're bowing down. Well, as soon as you bow down to evil, to little evil, it's a slippery slope. And now all the big tech companies are helping China arrest Buddhists and Christians and killing them. So, I mean, that just shows how far they'll go. These tech heads will do anything.
I mean, isn't it quite odd that we've had these recent tragedies in the media? One of them you called about this CNN committing a false flag against themselves. But I think it was ironic how the timing of that coincided with this black meeting and also the walkaway event. And I find it quite strange that that stuff popped up and overshadowed some of the things that could have been great for the MAGA movement. But yeah, it's strange times we're living in here, and people like us got to be careful.
All right, I've been asking some questions here, but you've always got great points you're making yourself. What's front and center for you right now? What's on Hotep Jesus's radar?
On my radar right now is, I wonder if I should say this. All right, I'm going to say it in a different way. I think we need to empower right-wing venture capital, and we need to empower right-wing tech. We have to start building software. We have to start building hardware, machines, AI. We have to get into drone game right now. Drones are being controlled by an Asian company called DJI, and drones are going to be, surveilling our skies. They're going to be a part of our life. They're going to be delivering our packages. They're going to be delivering our food. And when you see things like Asian companies putting bugs in Apple phones and Apple computers and able to intercept messages from our government, now take that and multiply that by the millions of drones that would be flying our skies. We have to start manufacturing things in the technology space of our own, and we have to start controlling venture capital, because all the venture capital is going to left-wing corporations. 40% of every single venture capital dollar goes back to YouTube, actually Google and Facebook. So we have to start creating new advertising channels and supporting people like you and getting on the blockchain, et cetera, et cetera. But that's my focus right now is tech and VC.
Oh, man, are you right? There's this giant tech revolution and robot revolution to replace us and drone revolution. And just like Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex and the university complex is what he first said, as you said, Google and Alphabet, these companies, they're the new DARPA, and they're doing it all for control and all to displace people. And then China, who's shown that they'll suppress their people like nobody else, they've killed five times what Hitler did, and we're just totally embracing it, and they treat their people like lower than crap. And so that shows the great sucking sound, like Ross Perot said, we're all going down to that level.
Yeah, if you look at the Netflix show Black Mirror, there's one on there about living your life through social media. And, you know, you had a rating score from 1 through 5. And if you were a 5, you were afforded more privileges. And that's the case right now, I believe, in China, where if you don't have a certain social status, you don't even get, I think, access to a passport. And I look at China and I look at the UK and Europe as testing grounds. We do it in marketing. We test in, you know, third markets. And, you know, I think those are testing markets for what they want to bring here to the United States.
Oh, you're absolutely right. They admit that. And so imagine, folks, oh, you don't do what we want socially. You can't have a job, a bank account. You can't fly. But see, you're like, well, I'll just comply. But they can always ratchet it up, which they do. Once you comply, the sky's the limit. Hotep, where do you think they want to take us? Where's the end game of this system? Cashless society, world government? Sounds like revelations to me.
Yeah, all of that. Endgame, it looks similar to the Terminator movies. When we think about drones and we think about AI and we think about robotics like we see coming out of Boston Dynamics, I think we're going to see a real technology revolution. And I see man versus machine, just like all of the, you know, Matrix movies have talked about. We're going to see that, but in a very real way. Back to the Future was definitely on point in some aspects, but I think it's going to be, you know, you're either one with the bots or you're going to be oppressed like really bad. And I think that we're going to see, you're going to see, underground bots, you know, that could be drones that are detached from the system or what do you call it? Jailbroken. We're going to see, the underground internet, you know, with the deplatforming of, InfoWars, the deplatforming of Gab. I think we're going to have a huge thing happening either on the deep web or the blockchain, new internet, trying to create something. But I think we're going to go into that now. Socially, we're going to go into a place that's like Demolition Man, where you say a curse and then a ticket pops out of a machine.
Oh, that's their plan. Exactly.
Yeah. And then there's that whole chip thing, right, that everybody's not paying attention to and we've almost forgotten. So everybody's going to be chips.
And now they admit the world government plan is that. And then so what's the end game after that, though?
The end game after that is complete NPC mind state. So there's another movie, I want to say it's Equilibrium, and it's completely desensitized people to not even feel anymore and just turn people into robots.
That's it, exactly. The robots take over by making us robots.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's what's going to happen because, and then you're going to have the underground people who just are unlocked, detached, and not of that NPC mind. But the people are going to be the new NPC mind. They're going to be the hive mind. And that's what they're going to use as the force, or the police force, or the social force to keep the rest of us in check, just like they do now with the TPUSA ban of Hotep Jesus.
And again, oh, sounds reasonable. And then it's more and more and more and more and more and more and more. And it's crazy. We're going to go to break in a minute, do 5 more minutes with you. But I want to ask you this question. Obviously, this fake pipe bombs, they're fake. The whole thing just stinks. It's right out of Hollywood. But the Jewish Center, that gets even crazier. We've seen the pre-programming. I don't know exactly what's wrong with all this, but you just look at the whole picture. Something is synthetic here.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as the thing hit, you know, I put my tinfoil hat on. I said, what would Alex Jones say? And sure enough, he'd say it's a false flag, and I thought the same thing. I didn't think anything else. It was just suspicious that this thing will pop up. And like I said, I thought it was funny that it coincided with the Black Leadership Summit at the White House with Trump, and it coincided with, you know, even Trump had to give his announcement of catching the whoever the guy was allegedly was.
Stay right there. Exactly. All of it was meant to overshadow the Blixit and black folks waking up tonight and being Republican. Just get off the Democrat plantation. I mean, my God, that is the KKK, folks. The Democrats are race-based crazy people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly, this is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about Infowars, if you don't spread the word about Newswars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding, you've been supporting, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products. Products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Like Kanye West says, we're already reached the point of unlimited energy. They've already suppressed all these technologies on record. And their only hope is to play us off against each other. So the establishment can try to get live extension technology and then go to a type 1 civilization. And we've just been seen as wreckage or like boosters on a rocket that are obsolete. Well, I don't like an establishment saying I'm obsolete. And believe me, folks, it's beyond racism as you'd think of it. It's an elitism to take control of human development and destroy us so they can be better than us. And that's the final equation of the globalist. And you join them, you lose your soul. Hotep, join us for a full hour in the near future and take some calls. We've got a guest host, Owen Benjamin of HugePianist.com joining us. Your websites are BooksByBrian.com and HotepNation.com on Twitter for now at Vibe High. But just big pictures I was asking, looking at these events and the violence and they're saying Trump and Alex Jones are going to cause violence, and then it's the media doing it. You can see the pre-programming, and with 8 days out, I just cringe every hour wondering what nutball they've got on a short leash, programmed, ready to be released, because I think what we've seen is just drip, drip. It gets bigger, bigger, you know, each event. I think we're going to see some really bad stuff, like that guy that wanted to blow up the Washington Monument with 200 pounds of explosive that got caught. I just gut level, at a spiritual level, I'm like, danger, Will Robinson.
Absolutely. I think this comes down to, I said it this morning, these events, like we have a school shooting happening right now. And I said, I find it quite odd that there's a tragedy inflation always around election time. And there's this book I read before, it's TV News, I believe. I forget the author. But he basically says the media can create a crime spree or whatever they want at any time they want, just by reporting on crimes that happen every single day. So what we have is, like you always say, fear mongering, using the media to scare
people. It's basically mind control. They can put out a message that all the Coca-Cola's selling out, everyone goes and grabs it, or all the water's selling out, or people are jumping off the Empire State Building, they start doing it. So it's really a form of mind control.
Oh, it's absolutely mind control. It's mind control, mind conditioning, mind numbing, all of that stuff.
If you wouldn't have been banned from the Young Black Leadership Conference that was so successful, what would you have said just in a few minutes?
If I hadn't have been banned, what do you mean?
I mean, you're not getting banned now. This is what you would have said if you'd have made it there.
Oh, if I would have made it there on that stage, I would have said, I had a speech ready, and it started out with, we want our guns. We want our right to speech. You know, those are the two things I stand behind, you know. And then lastly, it's just love, not the fake love that the left puts out there. You know, that real love. But America is, it's the Wild Wild West. It's an amusement park. It is AR. It's augmented reality. You can do whatever you want in this crazy country. And I think that the people that put that constitution in place did a pretty good job. And the people that are tearing it down are going to take America from, you know, how great it is to something that's just going to really suck. It's just not going to be fun. That's what makes America great. You know, all the good and bad it comes with it. End of the day, America's fun. You don't even have to watch TV. You can just watch politics and have fun. You can watch people and have fun. You can just, you know, just life here is fun. Whereas other places like, you know, actually, I don't want to. Let me not do that.
You don't want to be mean, but they're very homogenous, and it's very robotic.
Yeah, exactly.
America is not robotic. America's Wild Wild West, and we want that.
Yeah, I think that's fun, man.
And let's be honest, it can be funny, it can be happy, it can be dangerous, it can be scary, it can be violent, but it's where everybody wanted to get because there was something called freedom. To me, it was some perfect freedom, but they want to demonize it because it's got a potential that will destroy their whole system of control.
That's exactly it, man. They don't want control. And we're unpredictable. They can't control us. So the only thing they can do is try to suppress us.
That's right. Hotep Jesus. Come back soon for a full hour. Give that full speech. Give that speech here next week or this week. Come back soon.
I'll prepare.
All right, Hotep. Good luck. We'll be back. Guess who's guest hosting, ladies and gentlemen? That's right. Owen Benjamin. Straight ahead. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Benjamin is taking over, one of the top comedians out there in the country. I don't even follow comedy, and I'd stopped and watched him on TV and enjoyed him and liked him and seen him on Joe Rogan's podcast. But he's like me, deplatformed, and now it's Gab, and now it's the NRA, and now it's Lou Dobbs they want to fire because he said that George Soros, in documents, is funding the immigrant caravan. George Soros is in AP Forbes 6 months ago saying he's doubling down with hundreds of millions of the caravans. But then they decided the optics aren't good. We didn't do that. And if you say it, you're off the air. It's crazy. So I'm going to hand the baton to him. He's got a full broadcast lined up for he's loaded for bear. And then the war room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at 3 o'clock. That's in 55 minutes or so. Briefly, because I didn't even plug last hour, though, because I'm so bad about this. Most talk shows plug every segment, as you know, and they need to because it's expensive to run all this. I plug like once an hour. Okay. And you know, the network ads, that's for the network and the stations. We've got our biggest sale ever running, 50% off on all the high-quality supplements and nutraceuticals, free shipping. And it will end on Wednesday. It's going to end tomorrow. Wednesday is some new specials. We had to roll our Christmas special, our Black Friday, our Cyber Monday all into one because they were taking all of our... We had six payment providers. They got us down to one. Now, we got two backups, but I got a little scared. So I said, fire all cylinders, all the sales we had, roll them into one for the rest of the year. And so we've sold out of a lot of stuff. We're very close to selling out of the rest. That's why the sale has to end, and then I'll just trail it out for the year. So 50% off X2, even though it's the last row, 50% off BrainForce, Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all of it, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And they still could get our other payment processors, though I have contracts, you know, and things like that now, but we're under real harassment. They say, oh, go build your own website. Gab.com is offline. No, they're coming for everybody. And this is their model, and they're on C-SPAN with right-wing neocon and left-wing group CIA bragging at NATO summits how they're going to shut everyone completely down. That's the rogue government. So this is on like Donkey Kong, to use the cheesy term. It's on. It's happening now. You're being usurped. You're being enslaved. Say no! God, they've jumped the shark. What they're doing is so un-American. Do we remember what it is to be an American? Financial support, and then even more important than that, pray for us and send out the live link at InfoWars.com/show on your own Twitter, on your own Facebook. So what if they're going to ban you? They already shadow banned you. Send it out in your email. Text people, hey, you know, Alex Jones is live. Owen Benjamin's live right now. Go back to our websites. That's how we beat them. This is a war. The free newsletter. InfoWars.com/newsletter. So we can send you the forbidden videos, the forbidden articles. This is real. This is a war, and the power of you and word of mouth is unstoppable. Owen Benjamin has sold out shows all over the country. He has to have you send him your email, and you buy the ticket, and then 5 hours, 6 hours before, he tells you where it is in your town so they don't threaten to firebomb the venue. And the guy's about as right wing as Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, don't say nationalists. Don't say mother and father now. That's hateful. I mean, how much will you, like you said last time, what's your line in the sand? How far can they push? What's that line? They've so overrun the line that you're crazy if you don't oppose them with every ounce of your will. And it's not with a gun. It is with information and your speech and your action. The First Amendment, which is under assault. Okay, Owen, I'm going to let you take over. I'll keep interrupting. Thanks for hosting. You got 50 minutes left. God bless.
Yeah, what you were just talking about is very true, that the First and Second Amendment are very important to stay away from violence, because people usually commit acts of violence when they have nothing left. And so talking it out is the best thing to do. So right now I want to break down Barack Obama's last tweet in regards to the synagogue shooting. Then I want to talk a little bit about Halloween costumes. I'm going to play a clip of a stand-up bit I did 2 years ago that kind of predicted a lot of this nonsense. I think honest comedy is oddly predicts the future. There's like a time travel element with it. And then a song that me and some of the unbearables on my live stream wrote for Tommy Robinson when he first went to jail. There's a really cool video of the streets of London, or the streets, I don't know what city it was in, but just thousands of people singing it to him when he got out of jail, and he gave us a shout out. And I just want to show the power of the individual over tyranny. And I'll show you an example with me and Tommy Robinson that just happened. So first, I want to talk about Barack Obama's last tweet. My father teaches rhetoric, like how to persuasion, how to form arguments. And he's a college professor about he teaches communication studies. So I've known since I was a child how words work and how arguments work. And I thought I could help people understand how these sophists, how these wizards, these magicians use words to manipulate people. So Barack Obama just tweeted, "We grieve for the Americans murdered in Pittsburgh. All of us have to fight the rise of anti-Semitism and hateful rhetoric against those who look or love or pray differently. We have to stop making it so easy for those who want to harm the innocent and get their hands on a gun." Okay, so on the surface, that appears to be a nice, compassionate American tweet. in response to a tragedy. But in reality, it's the exact opposite. So I'll show you how it works. So at first, he says we. We is something called assumed assumed consensus. We. I don't give permission for Barack Obama to speak on my behalf. I don't know about you. And also, he's friends with Louis Farrakhan, who calls Jews termites and has praised Adolf Hitler. So when he says we, he isn't even talking about him and his friends or me. It's a trick. It's assumed consensus. You know, it's kind of like when you're trying to insult someone, you say, you smell bad. Everyone thinks so. Like everyone talks about how much you're known for being the guy who smells bad. You can just, that makes you feel even worse than if someone just says you smell bad, because it's something called assumed consensus. So we agree for the Americans murdered in Pittsburgh. And then next he says, all of us have to fight the rise of anti-Semitism and hateful rhetoric against those who look or pray differently or love differently or whatever. Okay. This is some fantastically manipulative stuff here. All right. So first of all of us are not responsible for the rise of anti-Semitism in America. Who is not responsible? People who aren't anti-Semites. Hollywood would do the same thing after one of their famous, soy boy rapes. They would always say, we are responsible for rape. We have to be better at protecting women. I don't know about you, but I do a great job protecting women, specifically my wife. I've never raped anyone. I'm guessing you haven't either. What this is, it's people who say that, they're trying to devalue the currency of shame by flooding the market with it. It's just like supply and demand market economics, right? They do it with shame. So if everyone should be ashamed, then you can't pick out who really should be ashamed. I hope you guys find this interesting. I find it really interesting.
No, every segment of this is the brainwashing. When he actually funded the Arab Spring, is anti-Israel himself. He's actually the anti-Semite. He's actually the radical Islamicist. And exactly. Then he's using groupthink, saying we all agree and that we're all guilty. Like in the old Soviet Union, if the guy down the block shot the secret police, you get 5 years in a gulag. So it's this collective guilt, like, look, a crazy person did something. You're guilty. Well, no, there's always been crazy and bad people. There's 7.5 billion of us. Anybody that says we can never allow one murder again and you're all guilty, that's like, oh, you're putting me in a cage, that I'm going to be a slave, that I'm your slave forever, and I've got to follow all your orders and do whatever you say forever because you just associated me with somebody else. I'm an individual, and you're a cult leader.
Yeah, and it takes away personal accountability, which is what all abusive people inevitably want to do. And the nail in the coffin is the end to keep their hands off of guns. They never tried to get rid of fake pipes and weird powder and post offices when that fraudulent pipe thing just happened. No, they're trying to get rid of your guns so that they can get rid of your speech and they can get rid of your property rights. And they all did it under the guise of compassion. Look at how this is structured. Barack Obama is an anti-Semite, right? So now he's saying we're all anti-Semites. People who pray differently. So if someone prays to Satan, that's the same as God. That's madness. So if someone is covered with blood.
You can't even question other religions. He's equating that with violence.
Exactly.
He's creating a big cult. Stay there. I'm going to let you take over. It's all riveting. Don't invite me to pop in there, Owen, or I'm going to take over.
No, I love it. I missed you.
No. I'm going to be watching, but I'm not going to pop back in. Owen Benjamin, straight ahead. He's supposedly hosting here, but we all know I interrupt my own interruptions.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're just seconds away from Owen Benjamin hosting The Alex Jones Show. Does band and band clash? Like totally deplatformed and totally deplatformed. It's like wearing bright red top, bright red pants. No, I don't think it clashes. I think it's good. Birds of a feather fly together. Owen Benjamin, huge pianist. That's not the ding-dong word. That's pianist, like pianist. It's a big guy, and he plays a piano. Some breaking news. Big article. Documents released by Judicial Watch. More of them. Prove George Soros behind illegal alien caravan that has Trump sending 5,000 troops to augment the National Guard and regular army on the border. So that's getting out of control. And that big Beto O'Rourke mural that got national attention. We didn't do it. I'll be honest, I thought about it, but I said, that's free speech. I'm not doing it. It was on somebody's private building downtown. The commies, the local Antifa said, don't vote, revolt. And that's, they do that everywhere. They attack like cat sanctuaries. If white people own it, you name it. That's white Antifa doing that. They'll walk up, go, F you, you white piece of crap. You gender. It's like all white meth heads. Vote now, love Trump's hate. Somebody hung that over. So now it's become like a pissing post in downtown Austin. I'm going to have to go down there and do a live report from there. Anyways, back to Owen Benjamin.
Thank you, Alex. That was awesome. I just wanted to play you guys a clip. Because the great Tommy Robinson, for those of you that don't know, he was reporting on these grooming sex rape gangs in his hometown of Rotterdam, England, and they were going into, there were being the what was it called? The trial was happening, and he was reporting on it. So they put him in prison, and me and a bunch of the unbearables on the live stream wrote him a song. Okay, the song started taking off, and then some of his guys saw it, and then they started handing out flyers with the lyrics on it. And as Tommy comes out of prison, there's people singing it in the streets. And the reason I want to show you guys this is because there's a reason authoritarians hate the individual, because the individual can overcome them just by not kneeling and not submitting. So if you guys want to check this out, this is a pretty powerful example of people coming together.
I'm in Benjamin. What do you reckon, mate? Yeah, where's Jerry?
Yeah, so it was a song called How They Rule Ya, and I first started coming up with it, but a bunch of other people came up with great lines in it, and I have a big enough platform where it could spread, and then I played it live once, and before you know it, thousands of people are singing it, and it sends a shiver down the spine of the EU that think they can just keep pumping these strangers into their communities without anyone having any justice for rapists and gang rapists and pedophiles. And so that's just one dude with a live stream capability and a piano. If we live in a nation of individuals, that can happen all the time. And so when you have these Obama type people that want you to have no personal accountability, that if one person commits a crime, we all did. If one person commits a violent act, all their enemies did, and we all did, and we all have to have collective guilt and collective punishment based on things that we did not do. That is a way for monsters to hide. It's an inverse. It's the upside down. So as a comedian, I like to show people exactly what the leftist world would really look like if you took it to its end conclusion. Like, for example, there would be no health. So here's a video I made called Leftist Fitness Instructor. You guys have it.
We do. Leftist fitness instructor. That's an amazing video.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, they have it.
While they're doing that, let me bring this up. I'm glad I'm co-hosting now with you, with Owen Benjamin of hugepenis.com. I'd heard that clip. I heard your name. I didn't put it together. I thought, man, that's a cool sounding song, but it's a little bitty short clip. Hopefully we can pull that in later and play the whole song. Tell us where we find that song that you came up with, that then like a meme, people kind of added on to it and made it even better. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you can find that at youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, or if you just look up Owen Benjamin, How They Rule Ya, and people have covered it and it's expanded. And Ezra, I can't remember his last name, but someone tweeted that this song was written by Owen Benjamin of America. So I changed my Instagram name to Owen Benjamin of America because it sounded so formal.
And again, people think of memes as just something funny. To me, a meme is something that people culturally pick up and then add things to. Kind of like the English language is this mongrel language. It's real diversity. And then it's just everybody just keeps innovating and making it even better. And then once a meme kind of peaks out, then it dies for a while, and then it gets innovated again and comes back. Like, I've been involved in a bunch of memes that come in and out, but there it is. Song for Tommy Robinson, 50,000 views on YouTube. Owen Benjamin, How We Rule Ya. We do have that clip now. Our computer was having a heart attack. Reintroduce what you were just saying.
Oh, so you can't function in a world. That's why a lot of people go more on the right, who are plumbers and carpenters and military and cops and comedians and engineers, where you live in a world where things either work or don't work, where you can't live in this gender study nonsense world. Fitness is one of those places. So here is a fitness video called Leftist Fitness Instructor.
Here it is. Unbearable Productions.
Hi, I'm Owen Benjamin. I used to be an actual fitness instructor, and I would focus on real world results. But with the rise of leftism came a drop in the personal accountability needed for fitness. That's when I started Leftist Fitness. Because as we all know, it's not your fault you're fat. It's unconscious heteronormative behavior. Fat shaming. Straws. The existence of monkeys. White people. My clients used to like yoga and Tai Chi. But now we know we can't do those things if we're white because it's cultural appropriation. That's not your exercise, white man. It's only for the slants. I recently had a 400-pound client fall down some stairs and break her hip. She was relieved to find out that it was not her fault. It's because gravity is rape. Leftist fitness. Diabetes is a pejorative. It's now called Livabetes. Yes! Right now I'm feeling a burn in my abdominals. For the leftist fitness, we just want you to feel a different kind of burn. Bernie Sanders, the communist agitator, who's never had a job. In the real world, we know water is important for
health. All right,
health.
So this goes for several more minutes, but I just wanted to show you guys.
Oh, I want to see more, please.
Yeah, there's one, holding up false narratives where I'm just holding, it's like, Russia collusion. You can't function in that world where nothing's your fault. And also changing words to avoid any accountability where instead of, diabetes, you call it livabetes. Like your foot's still going to fall off, whatever you call it. And I think that that's something that people have to understand, that this wizardry, these magic tricks that Obama made so, prevalent, they don't last, and your house will still fall down no matter what you call it. Oh, no way. That's hilarious.
And by the way, yeah. If you don't think that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is super sexy and hot, you know what you are. You're an anti-feminist.
Yeah, you're an ageist. And you're an ugliest. That means you're against ugly. Like, it means you discern against ugly. Yeah, cause it's true. Discrimination became a bad word, but it's a great word. I only have sex with one woman. That's my wife. I would eat a banana over a battery. Like, discrimination is how you, have a great life and you don't be turned into a slave.
Well, here's a great form of discrimination. I pull into a town, don't know what restaurants are good. The one that has the line around the block's where I want to eat.
Exactly.
That's discrimination.
That hard guitar means we might have a little commercial break coming in.
See, I know you better watch out. You invited me to stay here, but it's true. Imagine you're out in Africa. You don't see the gazelles drinking out of one water puddle. That means it's poisonous. The one they're at means it's good water. That's called discrimination. When you, like, don't run off the road, that's discriminating. We'll be back with Owen Benjamin straight ahead.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the super male in you. Super male vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Hi there. It's not Alex Jones right now. It's me, Owen Benjamin, comedian. But before we start talking about Halloween costumes, it's my honor. I've always wanted to do this. Plug Alex's products. So now I'm going to. And hopefully I do a pretty good job with it. Because right now we have 50% off all InfoWars Life Super Sale with free shipping. That's unprecedented. Last 2 days, it's never been done before. I can't fact check it this fast, but I trust him. So I'm guessing it really has never been done before. That's Christmas, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all rolled into one powerful day. Brainforce, it's 50% off with free shipping. That's Brainforce. You like your brain? Why don't we jack it up a little bit, get some more force. Secret 12, I guess it's not a secret now. That's 50% off. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. What's the deal with fluoride? Well, who cares? Now that you don't have to have it in there, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off, which is great, especially if you're having Ultimate Bone Broth. You'll have the ultimate bone broth if you also have Super Male Vitality. Happies, 50% off. InfoWars Life Gut Check Combo, 50% off with free shipping. Bodies, 50% off with free shipping. Alpha Power, Real Red Pill Plus, Silver Bullet, which kills, is it vampires or werewolves silver bullets kill? I wonder what a copper bullet kills. Knockout, 50% off with free shipping, plus many other incredible deals. So go to InfoWars.com and check out all those great deals. Keep Alex on the air. Keep all these people employed and keep having them be able to have wonderful guests like me, Owen Benjamin, comedian, and, guest host. And I want to talk about Halloween, because Halloween, my wife loves Halloween, and my kids, well, one of my kids is just a baby, so I don't know what he likes yet. He still just really likes my wife's breasts and sleep. But my other son, Walter, who's 2 and a half now, is all about Halloween. And so is my wife. We're all dressed as dinosaurs. I looked like Godzilla and I ate a lot of cupcakes. But the point I'm trying to make is there's a lot of leftist nonsense about what you can and cannot dress as for Halloween. And the thing about honest comedy is honest comedy predicts things, because what we see is what things people would laugh at is usually a year or two ahead of the curve of what people are going to roll out into the general population. So here's a clip from 2 years ago that I did on Halloween costumes. Check this out.
Yeah, Halloween was intense. Everyone had outrage because of outfits. Like the big thing around college campuses was it's a culture, not a costume. And so they get mad at white people wearing like sombreros or like those rice paddy hats or any of those big hats. Yeah, I think it's way more racist to say that all Mexicans wear sombreros. Do you understand my line of thinking where it's like, don't wear the sombrero because that's their hat. It's like, what? You think that's like their hat? to say, with, I want a sombrero, I want a rice paddy hat, because I don't like the sun. That's a killer hat for white people. You got to have that big old brim. And then I started thinking, every costume is offensive to some group of people. Like, everything. Like, werewolves offend Armenian men. And of course, when women dress as sexy nurses, Filipino moms get outraged. That's their outfit, not yours.
All right, so hugepianist.com if you want to get tickets to see me live now that you've seen how hilarious I am. So the Filipino mom nurse one is, and the reason I used Armenians and Filipinos is because I was performing that bit in Brea, California. So my audience was very Filipino and somewhat Armenian. And Armenians are usually very good at taking jokes. So I didn't have to really overthink that one. But an incredible amount of Filipino moms are, in fact, nurses. And so a lot of people have always written me like, this is unbelievable. Like, I'm Filipino and my mom's a nurse. I'm like, yeah, that's why Filipino dudes are so tough, because their moms just keep patching them up for war. But the point I was really trying to make here is, where does it end? You know, it seems like the left, the authoritarians, whatever you want to call them, the ruling elite, they have a list over who's protected at that moment. It's usually based on some sort of dystopian future that they're trying to roll out for us, so a small amount of people can become incredibly wealthy and powerful, and who you can and can't mock. And so if I was like, there is no outfit that you can't, that should be off limits, because everything would quote unquote offend someone. The concept of offense is mind blowing. If someone tells me they're offended, I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry to hear how weak you are. Like, I feel like they're kind of almost like opening up to me, like admitting how weak they are. It's almost like saying like that they have herpes or something, where it's like, hey man, I'm offended. I'm like, I'm so sorry that you were raised so badly and you're so weak. Because when you think about cultural appropriation, all it does is it tries to put people into boxes. And that's what globalists want to do. If you look at Agenda 21 or any of these things that I've been exposed to ever since I've been watching Alex Jones's show, ever since he got censored, I started watching him, and now I'm exposed to all this stuff of nightmares. Look at Agenda 21. And when you look at how the UN wants to district the populations, the easiest way to do that is when you have the populations themselves district themselves. Because we outnumber them, we outgun them, we outlive them, we out everything them. So we have to do it to ourselves. So what you do is you say, hey, get that burrito out of your mouth. You're not a Mexican. And someone's like, well, I'm half Mexican. It's like, well, then you're half wrong. That's nonsense. I remember when I used to live in California, there was a walk for skin cancer. I remember one of my friends who was from an extremely wealthy family, but had joined Black Lives Matter, even though he's white and Jewish and rich. He was like, I'm going to do a walk for skin cancer. My first reaction was outdoors, because I didn't know if he realized that we lived in a very high UV area, Los Angeles. You don't want to do a skin cancer walk outside. That doesn't make any sense. That's like smoking for lung cancer. Anyway, so I was wearing a sombrero. This is why I wrote this joke. This happened to me 3 years ago, because that was the second year I did that joke. I was at the Improv wearing a sombrero, and me and my buddy were Jose and Jose B. And the same guy came up to me and was like, you can't wear that sombrero. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because that's not your hat. Because at first I was like, you can be the third guy. You can be Juan Direction, because we're going to be three dudes in sombreros, Juan Direction or Jose Jose B. Of course, all the Mexican bus boys and stuff that I was boys with thought it was hilarious, because the people that are actually offended are always, they're almost always white women from wealthy families or female acting males that are white. It's always that. I mean, I've never met anyone else except for maybe Colin Kaepernick, but I've never met him. I feel like he may be at this point digital. But anyway, so I started thinking about it. If anyone needs a sombrero, it's the whites. Because I was looking at this guy, I'm like, the sun is beating down on our white skin and we need a giant brim. And this is why I believe that God has a sense of humor, because the whitest people on the planet, pasty, very white people, traditionally white people, have the smallest hats. And of course I'm referring to the Jews. The Jews have a tiny little hat called a yarmulke, and it doesn't have a brim at all. It looks like a swim cap for a kitten. And so they have no sun protection, but yet these Hispanic people with these beautiful brown resilient skin to the sun have these giant brims. So my proposal is for Mexicans and Jews to switch hats, and that's how we actually cure skin cancer, not his little walk in the park in the sun. And see, that's actual problem solving. You know, if anyone needs a sombrero, it's the whites. And if anyone needs a larger hat, it's the Jews. And so I believe that that is how we actually start solving some problems. Oh, hey, love. My beautiful wife just brought me some coffee. Thank you very much. She's actually half Mexican, so she gets to wear half a sombrero. It looks kind of absurd, like half a sombrero. Oh, is that the music? Well, I'll be back for another thing here. But hugepianist.com for tickets to my tour or my last four specials that we produced ourselves to get away from the nightmare that is Netflix. And if you want to support, just buy one of those or come out to see us on the road. And youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. And buy all of Alex's stuff. I want to get bone broth. That sounds very, very exciting.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hi there, welcome back to InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Owen Benjamin, and of course, info is an abbreviation for information. Information wars. And I always think it's kind of interesting that you can abbreviate the word abbreviate with abbreviation. It's kind of a mind blower. All right, so this little section, I want to talk about a bit I did in West Palm Beach. And make sure that you support InfoWars, because they have a huge, dedicated, awesome staff of people and infrastructure, and they are doing stuff that is awesome. So go to InfoWars.com and get, you know, bone broth. That's what I'm going to get, because there's, I like broth, and bone just sounds very, masculine and intense. And I think we're about to start trying to conceive, our third child. So, I'm going to get myself some bone broth. If you want to get one of my specials, you can go to hugepianist.com or take it to my next, my winter tour, which is Salt Lake City, Denver, Phoenix, Albuquerque, Phoenix, and Vegas. So get one of those. But I don't have a staff. I don't need a giant studio. So I occasionally get to just put up specials for free for you, the people. And this is a clip from Live at the Kelsey Theater, which is a full special that I put for free on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. And we're going to discuss the implications of it after you take a listen. So check this out.
People keep comparing everything to Hitler now. Everyone's like, that's literally Hitler. Like, I've been called Hitler a lot. Now they're like, I used to live in Los Angeles, which is just, you know, they're doing lines of like, yeah. They're doing lines of like gluten-free cocaine, like, is this gluten-free? Don't use a straw! Don't use a straw! Straws are bad! Straws are bad! Straws are bad! Just their minds are gone. They're like, Donald Trump is literally Hitler. Now it's time to give all your guns to Hitler. I'm like, one time I was having lunch with my friend, this girl, and she was like, would you kill Hitler as a baby if you could? Like, do you think you could do that for the world? Like, if you were a time traveler and you saw Hitler in a crib, could you kill Hitler? I'm like, why do you ask? She's like, I don't know if I could do it. I know I should, but I don't know if I could do it. I'm like, you can do it. She's like, what? No, I'm like a kind person. I'm a member of PETA. I'm like, well, you've had two abortions that weren't Hitler. So, like, the odds they were Hitler is like zero. And you just pulled the plug because you didn't want to cancel your Netflix account.
Yeah, so if you want comedy like that, come my way, because a joke like that doesn't end up on Netflix. Susan Rice, who used to work for the Obama administration, is now one of the board members of Netflix. Netflix has become a propaganda wing for the Democratic Party, and that's not conspiratorial. It's a fact. Just with the exception of a few specials that have made it through, you know, like Norm MacDonald's Hitler's Dog is hysterical. The 2006 Rogan special is really funny. There's a few funny specials on there. Bill Burr has some funny ones. But in general, it's all leftist propaganda. You can't make fun of Islam. You can't make fun of abortions. You can't make fun of anything like that. It all has to be, you know, orange man bad, lemon man good, Don Lemon. And so it's a battle of the citrus at this point. Orange man bad, lemon man good. What citrus are you on? And the hypocrisy of the left is more troubling than I think a lot of people want to understand, because if you accept the hypocrisy, what you did is you just created a priest class. So when you have people doing lines of cocaine, you know, and not being able to use a straw because they think that And don't get me wrong, I'm not for the drug laws that we currently have. As I'm assessing what I'm saying in my mind with the moral equivalency, I'm not saying that just the existence of cocaine itself is immoral, because I personally think that that the drug war is a nonsense war at this point. But just hear me out. The straw they're using, they want banned because they think it'll help sea life. Like, that's so crazy. You know, and then PETA is more offended if you eat an egg that's been fertilized by a rooster. And I have roosters and chickens, and I've cut the heads off of roosters. They're really not good. They're not good dudes. You know, after the Kavanaugh thing, I've been less likely to kill roosters because I'm trying to stand with the boys. But what am I talking about? All right, anyway, so they're offended by that, but not someone's like third abortion at 20 weeks. That's complete madness. And so to point that out, we'll get this relief laugh from the crowd. The crowd's like, because they want to hear it so bad, because they know the hypocrisy is literally rotting them from the inside out. And the comedian's job is to point out the hypocrisy and let people heal. And then if somehow the scales moved and there ended up being an overly conservative environment, the comedian's job would be more like George Carlin or Lenny Bruce to point out some of the problems of the overly conservative world. And that's kind of the function of the comedian. And right now we are drowning in leftism and progressivism and political correctness and these non-player characters just reciting whatever they're told. And so the comedian has to point that out. And we're seeing it all falling and failing. We turn on Saturday Night Live for relief from the Kavanaugh hearing, and we see them brutalizing Kavanaugh and not making fun of the obvious nonsense of Christine Blasey Ford, a person who since then has disappeared. You know, someone who is so, you know, adamant about justice and truth. And after 37 years, I'm finally ready to face my. And then as soon as they weren't allowed in, as soon as Kavanaugh didn't get in, she was like, all right, I'm out, E5000. I'll see you later. I'm just going to grab this $900K, my book deal, and go home. She's a liar. What she was saying is total nonsense. And some people are like, yeah, but we don't know if she was lying. Yeah, we do. She was lying. I have a hard time remembering a month ago in detail, let alone lies from longer. That memory was older than my existence. And people are like, we must listen. So we turn on SNL to get the relief, to make fun of Christine Blasey Ford's little kid voice, or how all these people that defended Ted Kennedy, who literally raped a chick on the floor of a restaurant and also killed another one, who was called the Lion of the Senate. Lion, not lying, like what he would be called. Lion, this red-faced murderer and sodomite. So we're supposed to forget all that and with a straight face look at these pit, this den of snakes telling us like, be strong, Christine Blasey Ford. We know that you're in pain. And did he touch your mouth and yell loudly and then you had to get home before Uber from a place that you don't remember? And we're just at home like, okay, if no one releases the tension of this, we're going to rot from the inside out as a society. So we turn on SNL and we watch Matt Damon, that coward who knows better. The people I hate the most are the ones that know better. That's why I had this like chip on my shoulder about Joe Rogan and a couple other of these people. It's not because they're not doing similar things that others do. It's that I know they know better. Rogan knows a lot of stuff. Like, he's a smart dude and a strong dude. So to see him take the knee is so much worse than just like these morons. And Matt Damon, who raped me, by the way. Oh, do you guys want to play that clip? Do you have the clip of the confession of Matt Damon's rape? Do we have Matt Damon rape clip from my account? I think we have just enough time where I can sum it up and show it. Well, Matt Damon raped me. All right. If we don't play the clip, then that'll make no real sense because, I mean, he didn't really rape me. I was trying to make a point that you can just say anyone raped anyone. Oh, here it is. You got the audio on that? Okay, so go check that out. It's on my YouTube account. I was just trying to make these people play by their own rules. So there was no relief from Saturday Night Live. And as we just saw in the news yesterday, Bill Maher has just been accused of calling an ex-girlfriend the N-word and trying to hit her in the head with a hammer. So if we're going to go with Believe All Women hashtag, then Bill Maher should be in prison with no trial. So Bill Maher, who says Believe All Women, Coco Johnson, I think her name was, just said that Bill Maher called her all these racial pejoratives and threatened to beat her in the head with a hammer. So I think that he should have due process and, you know, be able to face his accuser and stuff. But according to him, he shouldn't. So Bill Maher should be in prison for beating Coco in the head with a hammer. All right. So what I'm trying to say is comedy is necessary to point out, to kind of stress test society and allow us to have some sort of, relief from the liars and the pigs. And, you know, hugepianist.com if you want a little more of the good stuff. And support Alex Jones at Infowars.com. Much love, America.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality store foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them. Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly, this is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about Infowars, if you don't spread the word about Newswars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products. Products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.